without them.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
There's Country in the Air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free. And the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
World of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, once again, alpha males are under attack. Those of us that enjoy pleasure are under attack. It seems that the enemies of pleasure cannot help themselves. The enemies of masculine men cannot help themselves. But I am here to help all of us that are alpha males that enjoy alpha male good life pleasure maneuvers. We do not apologize for enjoying fine cigars and spirits and steaks. We don't apologize for having raging amounts of testosterone flowing through our body. We do not apologize for being strong men, decisive men. And so, lieutenants, for the next 2 hours, we welcome you into the world of alpha male pleasure and paradise as we get set to enjoy the good life as we do each and every week. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, semper Delectatio, always pleasure, America's alpha male front and center from Command Center Alpha, Humidor 1A, long live the alpha. And it is getting tougher and tougher to be an alpha male. It's getting tougher and tougher to enjoy life's great pleasures, but we are undeterred. And by the way, if you care to follow me 24/7, 365 on social media, go to CigarDave.com. Make sure you click on either Twitter or Facebook, Instagram. Follow us. Very active on Twitter. Twitter.com/CigarDaveShow is my handle. And you just never know what's going to come from my little pause when I tweet on the keyboard on my mobile phone or on my computer. But we are always front and center. When something grabs me, you will hear about it. Now, speaking of one thing that is really perturbing me, is all the attacks on Donald Trump. Now, certainly Donald Trump made some unforced errors. There's no question had a few bad weeks. But what we have seen is the liberal media go right after Trump. And I don't care if the nominee would have been Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio. It could be the Pope. And the liberal media would turn like they always do after the primary season and in the general election. They start turning the screws, tightening the vise on the Republican nominee. And one of the people that is doing that, who's got a problem with everything with Donald Trump, and who also has a problem with the fact that he says the Republican Party has been hijacked and we need a strong Republican Party, is Thomas Friedman. He is an ultra, ultra liberal columnist for the New York Times, all the liberal news that's fit to print. And what's amazing, he came out with a column earlier this week that I got a kick out, complaining that we need a moderate Republican Party, a center-right Republican Party. He was so concerned about the direction of the Republican Party, and I find it amusing that all these ultra-liberal Democrats are so concerned about the Republican Party. They could care less. They don't want a Republican Party, but they, I love how they show so much concern. Well, Thomas Friedman, a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't get to it last week when we were up in the Buffalo Theater of Operations at the Pooch Pit, but Thomas Friedman really went after Donald Trump, and he went after all alphas. He went after those of us that have raging amounts of testosterone, those of us that are decisive, those of us with nads of steel. And this is what Thomas Friedman had to say on the CNN Morning Show on Trump's straight talk.
Does anyone here believe, please raise your hand, that Mexico is going to build a wall on this border? Does anyone believe that we can carpet bomb ISIS out of existence? That all that's missing is a few extra bombs? Is that really telling like it is? Yeah, it sounds like straight talk. It's full of testosterone. That's all it is.
Ooh, it's testosterone. Again, here we have a columnist that has a problem.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli.
Tiger Field on KCNR 1460. I'm here with two new members of the Colt 45s. Both made their debut last night. First, we're going to talk with Chandler Anderson, who in his pinch hit debut last night of a 12-2 blowout for the 45s, was about a foot away from going yard, hit it off the Wind River Casino sign out there on the left field fence. The only Utah Ute we've got this year, but the two we had last year could hit, and it looks like that's a trend there. Welcome to the team, and what's your first impression of Reading here thus far?
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I love it here. It's nice and sunny, a little different than Utah, usually a little breezy and cold out there, but been good time so far.
Now, you've had a pretty long day to get to the ballpark last night. What time did you actually leave? I heard something about...
Correct. I flew out of Salt Lake at 3:30 in the morning, flew down to Vegas and up to Sacramento and got here before game time so I can hopefully get in a couple at-bats just like I did.
And as we mentioned, you're from the University of Utah there, hometown Park City, Utah, in the Pac-12. Now, you guys went past the regionals here and went down south to Ole Miss, played them, and how'd you guys end up there on the season?
Ended up better than anyone had expected. All the headlines said from worst to first, finished first in the Pac-12, and were sent out to Mississippi to play Ole Miss in the regional. Ended up winning the first game, beating the number one seed Ole Miss 6-5 in the 10th inning, and everything was looking good. Next day, went down and lost in late innings 4-5 to Boston College, and then lost the next day to Tulane and was sent home.
So from a worst to first finish there for Utah, obviously a football program that people didn't really see coming this year either. So things on the up and up there for the Utes. Now, last night, as we mentioned, 1-for-1 with a double off the wall. Had some an interesting base running situation there after the fact. What can you tell us about? There was a lot of happening at once. What can you tell us about what you saw from your end?
Off the bat, I didn't know if it was leaving or not, so I put my head down and was sprinting, thinking two out of the box. So I didn't pull my head up to look at the base runners. I figured I'd be standing on two pretty easy, but ended up there's a guy there. I'm pretty sure we got back in the dugout, talked about it. I think we were just playing safe and protecting because we were up 10 runs at the time, or 9 or 10 runs, and so we weren't trying to tack too many on him.
Yeah, and the ball actually came off the fence, and he caught it off one bounce pretty cleanly, and so the runner was kind of, like you said, caught there a little bit, and you were in the position where you're up there and not necessarily wanting to run up the score and take that extra base necessarily. But a loud debut there, very nearly a solo home run. Looking forward to seeing what you can do now. Are you in the lineup tonight? Do you know? Or?
Correct. I'll be fifth in the lineup playing center field.
Hitting fifth playing center field is going to be Chandler Anderson from Park City, Utah, making his debut last night. Going to be batting fifth tonight. Thanks for taking the time for us there. Let's get our other outfielder in here, third baseman, pardon me, Jake Taylor from Seattle University, hometown of Boise, Idaho. Jake, also welcome, first of all.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, you made your debut last night as well in a pinch-hitting role. Long travel day for you as well. It seems to be the theme here.
Yeah, seriously. We left at 7:30 and drove all the way and came in at 4 or 5. Just excited to be here. It's fun.
Got some family up there in Seattle myself. I was telling a story on the game the other weekend when the Seattle Studs were down here playing. That we were up there years ago, and they said, heat wave, stay inside, stay hydrated. And it was a gusty 91 that day. It's a nice, breezy 90 here in Reading, and everybody's outside because it's so nice. What's the contrast? You're from Boise, which isn't much different latitude-wise in Seattle. What's your feeling thus far?
It's a lot nicer in Reading, I think. I don't know. It's kind of iffy on the weather, and it rains a lot, but... You know, it's always nice when the sun comes out there, but I think it's a little bit better here. The humidity isn't as bad.
Yeah, my hat's off to you for going to Seattle University. I actually looked at going to the UW, and then the tour guide told me it was going to be overcast or rainy 230 days out of the year. I said, too bad, Huskies. Yeah, we were so close. Great, absolutely amazing school, but, can't do that. I'm an outdoor guy. But so last night you made your debut. You're in the lineup tonight playing third base, or are you?
Yeah, I'm playing third tonight and hitting second.
Got a lot of different players, of course, a couple making their debut last night. We've had them trickling in here the first 2 weeks, but we're in full swing here with midweek baseball starting off this week. You can get the whole schedule on readingcolt45s.com. We're here with Jake Taylor, who just finished his sophomore year. Now, Seattle University, they're in the WAC, so you're playing against teams like Boise State.
More like Sacramento State.
Sac State, sure.
Yeah, we had a couple games against UW, Oregon State. Kind of stayed more on the West Coast this year, which is nice, but we also actually went out to Chicago. So
absolutely. It's hard to keep track with all the conferences realigning as they are, especially with football and things like that. But so Jake here with us from Seattle, batting second, you said, tonight?
Yeah.
So third base, do you play any other positions on the infield, or have you?
I played some shortstop, mainly second.
Sure, absolutely. Kyle DeFore here with Matty Novelli and Jake Taylor from Seattle University. We talked to Chandler Anderson a little earlier. We're going to have two more games, one tonight at 7:15, and tomorrow night again at 6 o'clock against the Reading Tigers. 45s won 12-2 last night with an offensive explosion in the first inning, 7 runs. They went on to win 12-2. Stay tuned for Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after this.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Skeet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle DeFore here, KCNR 1460, live from Tiger Field, bringing you Colt 45's first Reading Tigers. We're in the top of the first. OV, your starting pitch for 45th tonight. Quick 1-2, and he gets a cold strike there. As Ben Mayer, the center fielder for the Tigers, is set down. Batting second for Reading, it's Troy Twins. Dwayne is playing shortstop tonight. First pitch outside for a ball there from Bovee. Native of Las Vegas, Nevada. Two balls, no strikes now. That ball is high and inside now, 3-0. One down here in the top of the first. And the 3-0 is now in there for a strike from Bovee. That ball is fouled back now, 3-2, full count here. Swinging a foul back to the screen now by Duenas. Count remains 3-2. And that's a leadoff or a one-out walk there by Bovee. That'll bring up Brandon Erickson. He's actually your starting pitcher tonight. Also hitting third. Erickson played third base last night. in a 12-2 Colt 45's victory over the Tigers here. That's a line drive into left center field. Hanging up, and it's going to drop down now on one bounce. And that's going to be a single out there in the gap. Holding at second is Duenas. So Erickson now with a single. He's hit well here in the two games thus far. Had three hits last night in the loss. One of the lone bright spots. That'll bring up Brian Barrington. Barrington went 0 for 4, but did have an RBI on a fielder's choice. First pitch is high for a ball there. Bovee now comes set. He kicks and fires. Here's the 1-0. That's in there for a strike, 1-1. A couple new additions to the 45's lineup here tonight. We talked to in the pregame. New third baseman tonight and a new center fielder. They both made their debut getting pinch hits last night. Pinch hit appearances, I should say. Anderson got a hit. That ball is outside now, 2-1 from Bovee to the cleanup hitter. Ryan Barrington playing third base tonight. He was the DH last night, now sitting on a 2-1 with two men on in the top of the first. And he fakes to second, and he's got him picked off, but nobody at the bag. So Bovee with a nice move, getting Duenas caught between second and third, but nobody on the bag to take the throw. So he'll scramble back. None the worse for wear. On deck is Carabaugh for the Tigers. Adam Carabaugh, the first baseman, number 44. There's the 2-1 from Bovee. That ball is grounded to second base. Ferguson going to throw to second. That's a 4-6 put out. And there's two down now. Moving to third is Duenas. So you got runners on the corners now for Carabaugh. Score that a 4-6 fielder's choice. First pitch in there for a strike. Oh-1 from Bovee. As he comes set, gets the sign from Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher. That ball is very high, 1-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Beach and Shack with locations in Reading and Anderson. Proud supporters of the Reading Colt 45s, now doing catering as well. So check out Mary's Pizza Shack. That's a fly ball out to center. Hanging up now, sinking fast. Anderson not able to make the play as it skips under his glove. One run will score. Runner headed to third. We've got runners on the corners as the Tigers break through here in the first with a run. It's 1-0, Reading Tigers. So scoring on the play is Troy Duenas. He drew a walk and eventually came around to score. Moving over to third is Barrington. And Carabaugh with the single there. That'll bring up Casey Duenas, the right fielder, number 9. That ball is low and away for a ball. One and 0 pitch coming from Las Vegas, Nevada. Brett Bovee now throws over to first to check Barrington. Carabaugh, pardon me. But he is back. Shadows creeping across the infield here. Pitcher going from light to shadow. Slight advantage for the pitcher there. Well, that one's over for a strike. 1-1. Here's the 1-1 from Bovee. Breaking ball, and he waves at it. Nice pitch there from Brett Bovee. He had him out front on the front foot, off balance on the breaking ball. 1-2 here now on the beer batter, Casey Duenas. $1 beers for everybody here at Tiger Field should he strike him out here. Called third strike, but dropped by Alvarez. Now he's going to pick it up, make the throw to first. That'll end the inning. $1 beers in the first inning. You know it's a good night when that happens. We're headed to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the first here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Reading Colt 45 Summer League College Baseball. Reading Tigers visiting team here tonight. Got one run in the top of the first. 45s in a 12-2 romp last night in game one of a three-game series. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. here on the Sunday start. Starting pitcher tonight for your Reading Tigers is Brandon Erickson. He had a single in the first. I'll bring up Reading, California native Noah Ferguson, now at Butte College. He'll lead off and play second base tonight. Lineup looks like this for your hometown 45s. Jake Taylor making his debut last night, getting his first start tonight, playing third base. He'll hit second. As here's the first pitch, Ferguson takes the strike. Batting third will be Ryan Williams. He is the DH tonight. Hunter Heath batting fourth in left field. Chandler Anderson, who we talked to in the pregame as well, making his first start tonight. That one's up high for a ball to Ferguson, 1-1. Anderson out of Park City, Utah, and a member of the Pac-12 champion Utah Utes. He'll be batting fifth tonight, playing center. That ball is down low. No, at the bottom of the strike zone to Ferguson, 1-2 now. Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher, is going to bat sixth. Andres Alburjas, the right fielder, will bat seventh. Jeff Ahern, first baseman, will bat eighth. And Zach Taylor, shortstop, will bat ninth. Had a great night in the field last night. Here's the 2-2, as that one was below the zone. That one's fouled by Ferguson. We'll keep it 2-2. Erickson comes set and fires. That ball is outside, 3-2. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack, now catering with locations in Reading and Anderson. You can check them out online as well. That's Mary's Pizza Shack, proud sponsor of the Colt 45s here. That's a full pitch walk there. Full count walk, I should say, to Ferguson, so he's on to lead off the bottom of the first. So here's Taylor, who we talked to in the pregame from Boise, Idaho, plays out of Seattle University up there in the WAC. Playing third base, wearing number 8. And he squares around a bunt, but it's fouled underneath the catcher. 0-1 now. Ruth, the catcher for the Reading Tigers. Around the infield, they go Barrington at third, Duanis at short, Ranny at second, and Carabao at first. It's 0-1 here on Jake Taylor.
not just the catcher in Major League. He's also playing third base here for the Reading Cold 45s. He squares around a bunt here again, 0-1. He pulls that one back, and it's a ball up high. Charging were the corners, so nobody on first base to take a snap throw that Root faked. As Ferguson with a very healthy secondary lead. Counts down at 1-1 here. Erickson comes set. Bunt already being shown, and he pops it up out of play. That one's right at Denny Brugman over here, the voice of the 45s, your stadium announcer. Wears many hats, makes a lot of things happen around here for the 45s. He's going to be on the NorCal Sports Hour with me on Tuesday next week from 6 to 7 here right on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Here's the 1-2 to Taylor. He fouls that one out of play. Over the right side. Looks like it got somebody's truck out there. Plenty of parking here and every seat in the shade for 7:15 starts. We'll have a 6 p.m. start tomorrow for the third game of the series against these Reading Tigers. Here's the 1-2 to Taylor. And another foul ball back against the screen. So he's battling here, down 1-2. Ferguson being held on at first, big hole on the right side. Erickson kicks and fires. That's a breaking ball down out of the zone, 2-2. Nice take there by Taylor. We're in the bottom of the first, 1-0 Tigers. Cole 45's got the leadoff man on with a walk. And Jake Taylor, third baseman, making his first start of the year. After pinch hitting last night to make his 45's debut. He's got a 2-2 count. There goes Ferguson. Ground ball to the left side. That's going to be through. Ferguson's going to head to third on the what amounts to a hit and run. And Taylor with a single. They've got runners at the corners with nobody out here. So Ferguson with a great jump at first on the steal attempt. And Taylor just hit it right through that open hole between the third baseman and the shortstop. Ferguson kept on moving as the ball kind of slowed down once it got to the outfield. It looked like he got jammed a little bit, just able to pull it through that hole on the left side. And we've got runners on the corners for Ryan Williams. Williams already with two home runs on the campaign. He leads the team in that category. Batting third, DHing tonight. He's played a lot of center. Chandler Anderson making his first start tonight in center, so we've got Williams as the DH. And we've got a balk called here, so Erickson called for the balk, and he's talking it over with the ump out there, but that's going to be how your game gets tied here. It's 1-1 on a balk, so Ferguson comes around to score. Taylor moves up to second, and it's 1-1 here. You never know what you're going to see here at the 45s game. First balk we've seen this season. Game 10 of 45. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. Great crowd here tonight on a perfect day for baseball. That's a called strike on a breaking ball. Nice pitch by Erickson. Just $5 a ticket. That's $5 you spend all summer long. Hunter Heath on deck. Williams checks his swing and does not go around. It's 1-1 here. Get you some baseball scores here. A's fall to the Reds today, unfortunately. As former A Dan Straley beats his old team 2-1. Swing and a miss by Williams as he broke down on the breaking ball. Nice pitch there from Erickson. Has him off balance. It's 1-2. Get you a soccer update as well. United States defeating Paraguay. So congratulations to the U.S. men's national team. Moving on. That one is way outside. 2-2 now to Williams. We'll get you a giant score here just in 1 second. 2-2 to Williams here. Runner on second. One run already home. Nobody out here for the Colt 45s in the bottom of the first. And a breaking ball down below the knees, and he fouls it back. Just barely got a piece of that one. Two balls, two strikes to Ryan Williams. Erickson kicks and fires. That ball is fouled back as well, so good battle going here. Ryan William out of Highlands, California. From California Baptist University. And he's been a mainstay in the middle of this 45's lineup, and with good reason. Shown great discipline here and impressive power. That is a ball outside. He showed good discipline there on the ball just off the plate. And we've got a full count. Taylor still at second. Three balls, two strikes here to Ryan Williams. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Williams down on strikes on a fastball up around his shoulders. That'll bring up Hunter Heath out of Oklahoma. So from California Baptist University in the three hole to Oklahoma Baptist University in the cleanup spot. Hunter Heath had batting from the left side. Had a two RBI single in that big seven run first inning last night. He takes a ball there, 1-0. On deck is Chandler Anderson, who in his debut last night hit one about a foot away from a home run off the left field wall. Here's the 1-0 to Heath. That's a ball root. Fakes like he's going to throw down to second, but nobody there. We've got a 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the first. Great crowd here at Tiger Field. We're on KCNR 1460 and all around the world at KCNR1460.com. Got to have a meeting on the mound here. Giants update 3-3 tie with the Dodgers. Casilla pitching in the top of the ninth. Giants fell 2-1 last night in a great pitcher's duel between Johnny Cueto and Clayton Kershaw. Both almost assuredly going to be National League All-Stars this year, along with Madison Bumgarner. Should be a good race all season long in the National League West. Is the Giants looking strong in an even year? Two balls, no strikes. We're about ready to go here again. Hunter Heath with a pitcher's count. They're playing him to pull. As a second baseman way over in the hole. Shortstop almost behind the bag. So a pretty dramatic shift here for Hunter Heath. With a runner on second and no one out. That ball is outside for a walk. So Heath is on first. First and second now with one down for Chandler Anderson out of the University of Utah. Anderson, number 27. A D1 standout for the Utes. Part of the Pac-12 champions this year. They actually went on, as we talked about in the pregame, to defeat Ole Miss, who is the number one overall seed, before falling later in the tournament. So, great year for Utah. And we've got one of their... Oh, runner going from second, and he's going to make it in there. Taylor, as that ball skips away from Root, and Heath, who was not going from first, will go down to second. So, scored a stolen base for Taylor of third. And a runner advancing on a pass ball there. So Heath to second, Taylor to third. That eliminates the double play. One ball, one strike, one out to Chandler Anderson with two men in scoring position now here. That ball is driven deep to left center field. That ball is going back in. It's going to be over his head. It's up against the wall. Both runners are going to score. Anderson chugging around to third. He's going to have a stand-up triple. And Chandler Anderson announcing his presence here to Reading Colt 45's fans with a two-run double in his first at-bat in his first start. It's 3-1, 45's.
So Taylor scores, Heath scores, Anderson at third with a third triple of the year for the Colt 45s. That'll bring up Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher out of Harris Stowe State University by way of Venezuela. His countryman Andres Alburjas right behind him in the lineup, batting seventh and playing right field tonight as well. Here's the 0-1 now. That ball bounces. Root does a nice job to keep it in front of him. Anderson held at bay at third. So a lot of fireworks early here as the Reading Tigers score one in the top of the first. 45s come right back and put up a three spot. Still only one down here with a runner on third after a two-run double by Chandler Anderson. Here's the 1-1 from Erickson. That's a called strike there. And now it looks like he changed. I think he called that one a ball. I couldn't really tell. Sometimes the umpires throw head fakes too. It's 2-1 now on Alvarez. That ball is very high at 3-1. Jonathan Alvarez, who we've seen take some really good at-bats here. Up now 3-1 as he takes that one. Starts to toss his bat, but it's a called strike two right there at the knees. What might be called a plausible strike.
Hey.
Here's the 3-2 now. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, so Alvarez down on strikes for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Alburjas, the right fielder. He had an RBI single in that 7-run first inning last night, 1-for-4. That ball's down in the dirt, 1-0. Of course, Bay Area sports fans were treated to a great game last night. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is the Warriors took a 3-1 lead in the series headed home. Monday night's trying to close it out. That's a ground ball to first. Taking it now is Carabaugh, and that'll end the inning. So three runs across here for the 45s. We head to the top of the second. It's 3-1 on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019458.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977. Mighty Fine.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here from Tiger Field. It's 3-1 Reading Colt 45s over the Reading Tigers. Great crowd here on a perfect night for baseball. Brett Bovee getting ready to start his second inning of work. That first pitch is fouled out of play, 0-1. Leading off this inning is Chase Root, the catcher. He'll be followed by Sonny Sequenza playing left field. And Danny Rennie playing second base. 0-1 is in the dirt. 1-1 from Bovee.
Foul ball there now, 1-2. Kind of a strange configuration of the shadows here as the pitcher's rubber is on one small strip of sunlight. The rest of the infield, or rather the majority of the rest of the infield, in shadow. So pitching in an almost literal spotlight here is Brett Bovee. That's a breaking ball down and in the dirt, 2-2. Bovee out of Academy of Art University. Here's the 2-2. That ball is down low. He wanted it, but did not get it. 3-2 now. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack, with locations in Reading and Anderson, proud sponsors of the Reading Colt 45s. Now doing catering as well, so check them out online. Mary's Pizza Shack. That ball is popped up, taken by Ahern at first base. Your defense for the 45s looks like this. Ahern at first, Ferguson at second, Taylor at short, and Jake Taylor at third. So Taylor and Taylor on the left side of the infield there. Hunter Heath in left field. Chandler Anderson, who had that two-run double in the first, in center. And Andres Alburjas in right. First pitch there from Bovee is in the dirt. To Sonny Sequenza. Sequenza over 3 last night, also was hit by a pitch. Swing and a miss there. One down here in the top of the second. That ball is grounded to first. Backing off now. Throwing to Bovee is Ahern, and that'll be the second out of the inning. Score that one 3-1. So two down now here. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Danny Rennie. Ball foul down the right side there. Here's the 0-1 from Bovee. Also fouled out of play, straight back. Now quick 0-2. On the Tigers' second baseman. Game 2 of a 3-game series here. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. on the Sunday start. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball down in the dirt from Bovee, 1-2. Winds and fires now. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the second here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the second here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFoe bringing you Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. 3-1 45's is Jeff Ahern, former Anderson Cub, now at Cal State Monterey Bay, one of the two Otters we have on the team here. He's going to step in there. He's playing first base tonight. Also come out of the bullpen and made some starts. DH'd a couple times, so man who wears many hats here for the 45s, Jeff Ahern. Just finished up his freshman year down there at Cal State Monterey Bay. First pitch is a strike, 0-1 now. Here's Erickson. Ball is outside, 1-1. Pitching exclusively from the stretch here is Erickson. He was touched up for 3 runs in the first, as 8 men were sent to the plate by the Reading Colt 45s. Ball is down in the dirt there now, 2-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack, with locations in Reading and Anderson. Now doing catering as well. Head to marysPizzaShack.com for more information. Proud sponsors of the Reading Colt 45s here. Our appreciation to them for bringing you baseball on the radio here. Reading Colt 45s, 3-1 here to Ahern. That's a ground ball to second base, not hit very hard, and that's going to be the first out of the inning. 4-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Taylor. I'll have to specify, now that we've got two, Jake Taylor at third base, batting second tonight. Singled and scored in the first part of that 3-run rally there. Zach Taylor, the shortstop here out of Madera, California. Batting in the 9-hole tonight, steps in with one out, nobody on. That's a ball, or rather a called strike, I should say. Another called strike there to Zachary Taylor, and it's quick 0-2 here from Erickson. Kicks and fires. That was a called strike 3, so Taylor set down on strikes. Didn't look like he liked the call. He kind of took a second, so said something to Ferguson on the way to the plate. Maybe be aggressive up there. It's a pitcher's zone tonight, perhaps. So Taylor down on strikes, 2 outs. Nobody on for the top of the lineup. It's Noah Ferguson out of Redding, California. Former Shasta Wolf taking a mighty cut there on the first one. And fouling it right back. It's 0-1 here. Ferguson down at Butte College. Played second base and hit near the top of the order most games here for the 45s. Splitting time with Ryan Torres Torioka out there. Torres Torioka, one of our co-players of the game last night, had 4 infield singles and reached base 5 times in 6 plate appearances as the 45s. 1-12-2. This ball is grounded to short, deep in the hole. Not hit very hard. That's going to be a very close play, and he is out. So Ferguson thrown out. A bang-bang play at first. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the third. 3-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the third here from Tiger Field, Kyle DeFore and KCNR 1460. bringing you Colt 45's baseball on the radio. 3-1, Reading Colt 45's over the Reading Tigers. First pitch is the ball there from Brett Bovee. This one's flied out to center, hanging up now for Anderson. He's going to settle under it and make the play. So flying out is Ben Mayer there, the leadoff hitter and center fielder. He's 0 for 2. That'll bring up Troy Duenas. He walked and scored the Tigers' lone run in the top of the first. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. With locations in Reading and Anderson, now catering as well. I'm looking at the catering menu online here on marriedspizzashack.com. 22-inch party pizzas. Might have to pick one of those up. First pitch is a strike there from Bovee. A nice breaking ball to Duenas. 0-1. Wasting no time. Throws another breaking ball. That one's chopped to the left side. Coming over is Jake Taylor making the play. Nice play by Jake Taylor out of Seattle University, making his first start tonight. Score that one 5-3 on the putout and a quick two down here for Bovee. I'll bring up Brandon Erickson, the pitcher. He singled in his first at bat. Had three hits last night, so he brought the lumber here the first two games against the Colt 45s. Also the starting pitcher tonight. First pitch is the ball there from Bovee, 1-0. Fastball is fouled out of play, 1-1. Brian Barrington on deck. Tigers third baseman. Nobody on, two down here, 1-1 count. Here's Bovee. He kicks and fires. That ball is just a bit low, 2-1. We've got temperatures in the 70s here, or rather low 80s, I should say, at Tiger Field in the shade, enjoying Colt 45's baseball. That ball's fouled out of play now, 2-2. And it looks like he might have broke his bat, so Erickson headed back to the dugout. Three to one, 45s here in the top of the third. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Brandon Erickson looking for an extra piece of lumber as his bat broke. And now he's ready to go. Just $5 a ticket here at Tiger Field. This is game 10 of 45. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. Great crowd on a Saturday night here. We're going to do it again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. on KCNR. And we're ready now to go. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball very high, 3-2. So Bovee not afraid to throw that breaking ball in any count. Here's the 3-2. That ball is flied very high to shallow right center. Ferguson going out at second, now being called off. No, making the play over his left shoulder. Nice play by Noah Ferguson. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the third. Here it is. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the third here from Tiger Field. Jake Taylor getting ready to take his second at bat. Had a single in the first, came around to score, making his first start for the 45s here this summer. Had his debut last night out of Boise, Idaho. Brandon Erickson getting ready to start his third inning of work for the Reading Tigers here. 45s won 12-2 last night on the strength of a 7-run first. They also put up a 4 spot in the 7th. Went on to win 12-2. Will Moore had a great start last night. 5 shutout innings. Got the win. That ball is driven to left field. Going to get down the line, and it's going to drop in there. Taylor's going to have at least a single. Takes a big turn now. Puts on the brakes. Kind of served it out into left field there. May have got jammed a little bit, but strong enough to get it to the outfield down the line. That's a single. He's 2-for-2. That'll bring up Ryan Williams. He's DHing tonight. Struck out swinging in the first, 0-for-1. Taylor with a modest lead at first now stretches it out considerably and gets a throw over to first for his trouble. Williams out of California Baptist. Takes the pitch from Erickson and drives it out into left center field. That ball's going to get down. Taylor's going to run for a while. That one's going to get to the wall. Bounce. He's going to come around third. They're going to wave him. We're going to have a play at the plate, and he is going to be safe. Headed down to third is Ryan Williams on the throw, and he is safe as well. Call it an RBI double to the left center field gap. For Ryan Williams, it's 4-1, Colt 45s. So Williams flashing the power we've seen already this season as he's homered twice, puts that one out in the left center field gap to the wall on about 2 bounces. I'll bring up Hunter Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. He's been a line drive machine thus far himself. The runner on third, nobody out. That ball is bounced in front of the plate, 1-0 from Erickson. So nice at bats early in the game here. Jake Taylor already 2-for-2 with 2 runs scored. We're in the bottom of the third. Heath looks at the 1-0, and it misses 2-0. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Reading and Anderson. Mary's Pizza Shack now catering. You can get the 22-inch party pizza. Check out MarysPizzaShack.com for more information. Proud sponsors of the 45s here. 2-0. That's a line drive up the middle and a solid single by Heath. That'll drive in a run. It's 5-1. And the 45s moving the line with 3 straight hits here to start the third. That'll bring up Anderson. Had a 2 RBI triple in that 3-run first. He's 1-for-1 with 2 RBI. Had a loud single last night off the wall in his debut. That ball is bounced in front of the plate. Root does a nice job for the Tigers to keep it in front of him and keep Heath at first. It's 1-0. So Heath 1-for-1 with a walk and an RBI. He scored in the first. He's on first with nobody out here. For University of Utah Ute, Chandler Anderson. One and one here. We're live at Tiger Field. It's 5-1 here. Reading Colt 45s over the Reading Tigers. That ball is bounced in front of the plate, and it's going to get away. Heath will move down to second base on the wild pitch. So that takes away the force at second and the double play. Anderson now with a man in scoring position. As the 45s have brought their bats, 12-2 last night, already five runs here through two and a third, or rather two even. No outs here in the bottom of the third. That ball misses 3-1 here now to Anderson. Open base here, Jonathan Alvarez on deck, so we'll see if he gives him anything to hit on 3-1. And he does, fouls it back, so now 3-2. Great crowd here tonight. Phenomenal turnout. Got some Little League teams here. On a perfect night for baseball. Here's the 3-2 to Anderson. And he misses, so that's a walk. Runners on first and second now for Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher, out of Harris Stowe State University near St. Louis. So after the two-run triple for Anderson, they walk him here in the third. That ball's in the dirt. Nice job by Root to keep it in front of him. It's 1-0. Erickson now comes set, ready for the 1-0 to Alvarez. He fires. That ball is flied out to right. Not very deep. Looks like it's in no man's land. It's going to get down. And heads up play there by Anderson as he was about a third of the way. And when he saw it was going to drop, hustled into second. So they're not able to get the force. Runner, everybody moves up 90 feet as the right fielder is playing very deep there, unable to come in and make a play. It'll be a single, and the bases are loaded now for Al Borjas. Sometimes it's not how hard you hit it, it's where you hit it. So we'll call that a single, and the bases are loaded with nobody out here for Al Borjas. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it back 0-1. Bases loaded, nobody out here for the Colt 45's right fielder, Andres Alboras. Here's the 0-1 from Erickson. That ball's down in the dirt, 1-1. Some activity now out in the Tigers' bullpen here in the bottom of the third. As the 45's already have two home here and threatening for more. Here's the 1-1. That ball is driven out into left center field. It's going to get down and score at least one. Anderson coming home. We're going to have no play at the plate. Anderson scores as well. That's a two RBI single for Andres Alborjas. And it's 7-1, Reading Colt 45s. So Andres with an RBI single last night, now with two RBIs on the single tonight, getting in the swing of things here. And we're going to have a meeting on the mound here for the Reading Tigers. Ahern, the hitter, playing first base tonight. He's first base, DH'd, pitched. Former Anderson Cub down at CSU Monterey Bay now. And this might just be to stall and get some time for the guy in the bullpen to get warm. Ahern on deck. Or Ahern at the plate, Taylor on deck. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the third. Four runs home for the hometown 45s playing the Reading Tigers in game two of a three-game series here. Brett Bovee, the starter for the 45s, pitching against Brandon Erickson. And Erickson having a tough time getting outs here in the third. That ball is driven out to right field and deep. Way back. It is off the wall on one bounce. One run will score. Runners headed to second and third. That's going to be a double for Ahern. And it's 8-1, 45s. And the crowd enjoying this offensive display here. Five runs home here and still nobody out.
So Alvarez scores on the play. Alburjas to third. Call it a double and an RBI for Ahern, and that'll bring up Zach Taylor. Taylor 0 for 1, struck out in the second. And the pitch as he takes that strike one. Oh, 1 from Erickson. And he watches that one outside. 1-1. Erickson slowing it down a little bit here in the third. Being a little more deliberate, trying to slow down this 45's offense. That ball is down in the dirt. Root blocks it. 2-1 now. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Redding and Anderson. Now catering. Check out MarysPizzaShack.com for more information. Proud sponsors of the 45's here on the radio. Here's the 2-1 from Erickson. And he misses there, 3-1. Catcher wanted that one. Erickson kind of smiling to himself, saying, what do I have to do? Where do I have to put it? These guys don't need any help. It's 8-1. Come on, Blue. 3-1. Balls to strikes. To Taylor. That ball has popped out of play over our head here in the booth. Over into the laser tag area here at South City Park. From our vantage point here at the KCNR 1460 booth along the third base line, you can see Redding City Hall and the library. And South City Park here on an absolutely beautiful night for baseball. Full count now on Taylor. And that ball is outside, so he walked him. Base is loaded now. For Noah Ferguson, top of the lineup. Alburjas at third, Ahern at second, Taylor at first for Noah Ferguson. He's 0 for 1 with a walk. Walked and scored in the first, grounded out to short on a nice play by the Redding Tigers shortstop in the second. It's Troy Duenas out there, and we're going to have a pitcher change here, perhaps. Erickson also hitting third tonight, so we'll see what they want to do with the lineup. Let's take a short 60-second break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're in the bottom of the third here from Tiger Field. It's 8-1 Redding Colt 45s over the Redding Tigers. With the bases loaded, nobody out here. Noah Ferguson, the former Shasta Wolf, set to step in. Get you an update from the Giants game. It's actually 4-4 in the bottom of the 10th as they've come back. They were down 4-3 and they've tied it in the bottom of the 10th. Giants battling the hated rival L.A. Dodgers. They've got a good one going there in San Francisco. Pitching change here. For the Tigers, Ferguson set to step in. Yeah.
And a little bit, something of a little bit of gamesmanship here is a snap throw over to first base with Taylor off the bag and looking the other direction, but he's able to scramble back. But Noah Ferguson here set to step in after the pitching change. We'll get you the information as it becomes available here. That ball's down low, 1-0. One ball, no strikes to Noah Ferguson. Here's the pitch. That ball is driven out to center field. Should be deep enough to score a run. Tagging at third. We're going to have a play at the plate. And that one actually surprisingly closer than you would think it would be, but Alberjas able to score. Slides in there. It's 9-1. That's the first out of the inning. Scored a sac fly to center field and an RBI for Ferguson. That'll bring up Jake Taylor here. He's already 2-for-2. He led off this inning, so they've batted around. Runners on first and second here with one down. Ahern at second, Taylor at first. Here's the pitch. And Jake Taylor takes a strike there. Pitching for the Reading Tigers now is left-handed pitcher Lucas Spagnola, number 23. That's a called strike there now, 0-2. O-2 on Jake Taylor here with runners on first and second, one down. Breaking ball, and that one kicks away. Runners are going to advance. Taylor is out, cannot advance with the first and second base occupied by runners. That'll be the second out of the inning. And it'll bring up Ryan Williams. So here's Williams with two down and a runner on second and third. Swings and misses through a changeup on that one. 0-1. Williams had an RBI double earlier this inning. That ball's down in the dirt. Root does a nice job to stay in front of it. 1-1 now. Taylor at second. Ahern at third. Six runs home here in the third for the 45s. It stands at 9-1. Spagnola high to Williams there. Now 2-1. That ball is fouled out of play now. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on here in the bottom of the third on a 9-1 ball game. 45s bringing the lumber tonight as they did last night. That ball is driven deep to left field. It's going to get down. Two runs are going to score. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Williams has at least a double. And he's in there standing, a two RBI double. Second double of the inning for Ryan Williams. Third RBI of the inning. And it's 11-1, Colt 45s. Scoring on the play are Ahern and Taylor. Williams out at second for Hunter Heath. Heath also had an RBI single in his first at bat of the inning. He's the 12th man to bat for the Colt 45s, and he takes one off the shoulder there, rather up the upper arm, perhaps near the elbow. Shakes it off, and he heads to first. So hit by pitch there. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson. Chandler Anderson. Anderson had a two-run triple in the first, drew a walk, and scored in the second. He's one for one. And in all, both of his at-bats, other than that walk, as a throw over to first, he's back. And both his first at-bat last night and his first at-bat tonight, extra base hits, or at least extra base quality hits, ended up being having a single last night off the wall. He flies this one very high to center on the first pitch. This is playable from air and should end the inning, and it does. Eight runs across for the 45s. We head to the top of the fourth. It's 11-1. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fourth here from Tiger Field, an 11-1 ball game. Colt 45's bringing the lumber, 3 in the first, 8 in the third as they batted around in that third inning. Bo V getting ready to start his fourth inning of work here. One run for the Tigers in the top of the first, and that's been it thus far as he starts his fourth inning here, Las Vegas, Nevada native Brett Bovee with a quick 0-2 with two fastballs there to Barrington. Barrington 0-1 with the fielder's choice. That ball is bounced out to short. Taylor comes in, makes the play, and there's one down. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Redding. Check out maryspizzashack.com for their all-new catering menu, including a giant 22-inch pizza, party pizzas, available now at Mary's Pizza Shack. We appreciate their sponsorship of Cole 45's baseball here on the radio. One out now. That brings up Carabaugh. He singled in the first and was stranded. Oh-1 as he fouls off the first pitch from Brett Bovee. Ready, and now he fires as he swing and a miss. Fastball up at the numbers. Nice pitch from Bovee to change the sidelines there. One down in there, then one up around his eyes. Quick 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. On the fastball away, just couldn't catch up to it. And there's two down here. That'll bring up Duenas, Casey Duenas, the right fielder, not to be confused with Troy Duenas, the shortstop for the Tigers here tonight. First pitch is a ball. Casey Duenas, your beer batter tonight, $1 beers should he strike out for the rest of the inning here for all the fans. He obliged him in the first with a strikeout looking. He's quickly up 0-2 here, or 2-0 though, as Bovee throws two that are down low. Update on your Giants score. Giants pull it out in the bottom of the 10th. With a two run to win the game, Kenley Jansen, taking the loss there. As that's a base hit there for Casey Duenas. Call it a single to left. That'll bring up Chase Root. With one out and one on, or two down and one on, I should say. Bo B cruising right along here in the fourth. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 from Bobby, very high as he ducks down. He does Chase Root, the catcher for the Tigers. It's 2-0 here with two down and one on. Bobby comes set, now fires. That one's in there for a strike, now 2-1. Gets you some scores from around the league, I should say. We already mentioned Cincinnati beat Oakland in interleague play, and the Giants pulled out the win in the bottom of the 10th, 5-4 over the Dodgers. Here's the 2-1 from Bo V. That ball is fouled out of play, 2-2. Nationals beat the Phillies 8-0. Blue Jays over the Baltimore Orioles 11-6. Red Sox beat up on the Twins 15-4. Royals over the White Sox 4-1. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here as Bo V pitching to Chase Root with a man on first. Breaking ball very high, 3-2. Cubs beat the Braves 8-2. Mets fall to the Brewers, 7-4. And the Rockies beat the Padres 5-3. Throw over to first 5 OV, and he's back. Houston beat Tampa Bay 4-3. Cardinals over the Pirates 5-1. Tigers over the Yankees 6-1. And the Marlins over the Diamondbacks 2-0. So that game's still in the sixth inning. Three games still going. Ball's fouled back now, 3-2. To Root. Here's a payoff pitch. Runner goes, and that's a called strike. Three, he's out of there, so that'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 11-1 here on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We head to the bottom of the fourth here at Tiger Field. Dusk quickly approaching as we are already under the lights on a perfect day for baseball. Great crowd here at Tiger Field. 11-1, Reading Colt 45's over the Reading Tigers. Leading off this inning will be catcher Jonathan Alvarez out of Harris Stowe State University. Alvarez singled and scored in that 8-run third. He's 1-for-2. That ball up high from Spagnola. Lucas Spagnola, the lefty, in for the Reading Tigers. He relieved the starter, Brandon Erickson, who went 2-plus.
1-1 against Al Burjas, and that ball on the inside corner. Al Burjas didn't agree. But it's 1-2 here. Sorry, Alvarez. Al Burjas in the on-deck circle, getting ahead of myself here. That ball is chopped down the third baseline, going to be a tough play. Coming in and not able to get the ball from glove to hand is Barrington, and he's upset with himself. That'll be an infield single for the catcher, Alvarez, and bring up Al Burjas. So Al Burjas, who singled and had two RBIs last time up. As Chandler Anderson able to score from second to give him a second RBI on that play in that big eight-run third. First pitch is the ball there from Spagnuolo. 1-0, he kicks and fires. That ball is driven down the left field line. It's a fair ball. Very close to the line, but it's fair. Alvarez headed all the way to third. He's going to round and head home. We're going to have a throw, no throw. He's going to score easily. That's an RBI double for Andres Al Burjas. Or no, what are we? It looks like for some reason Alvarez being called back to third. Not sure what the call is on that. We'll try to get you more information, but umpire directing him back to third. Not sure why. Strange call there, but nonetheless, we've got second and third now for Ahern, who's batting right-handed now against the lefty. So call it a double for Al Burjas. Runners on second and third now for Ahern. As far as I know, first at bat, he's taken from the right side. This season, he's quickly up 2-0, and that ball is down in the dirt 3-0. Ahern, former Anderson Cub, looks at the 3-0. That ball is inside in a four-pitch walk. Now they're going to say that was a strike, actually. 3-1. And now that one is way outside, so extra pitch of formality. Bases loaded now for Taylor, the nine-hitter. Taylor walked and scored in the third. He's 0 for 1. Starting at shortstop tonight, he's got the bases loaded with nobody out here in the fourth in an 11-1 ball game. And that ball misses 1-0. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Check them out at maryspizzashack.com and their all-new catering menu. Locations in Reading and Anderson. Proud sponsors of Reading Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. That's maryspizzashack.com. 2-0 now on Taylor. Is that second pitch missed there as well? Spagnuolo fires one in there now, 2-1. .45s with the big inning last time and on track again here with the bases loaded and nobody out. Swing, and that one is fouled to the backstop. Now 2-2 on Taylor. Ferguson on deck, the second baseman. He's walked, grounded out, and had a sacrifice fly already. Walked and scored in the first, so he's scored a run and has an RBI. And that ball is very high, breaking ball that didn't come back down. 3-2 now. So a full count here with the bases loaded. To Madera, California's own Zachary Taylor, your Colt 45 shortstop. And he's hit by the pitch on the right leg, so that'll walk in a run. An RBI the hard way for Zachary Taylor. It's 12-1. So Alvarez, who led off the inning with a hit, comes around to score.
on the bases loaded, hit by a pitch. Activity down in the Tigers' bullpen now as it's 12-1. And former Shasta Wolf Noah Ferguson steps in there. Wearing the high Hunter Pence-like socks. Oh, and he's hit by a pitch as well. So two straight hit batsmen with the bases loaded is how the 45s have their two runs here. It's 13-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Still nobody out here. Jake Taylor now due up. So Alburjas scores. Everybody else moves up 90 feet. And we've got a meeting at the mound. Looks like they might just be buying time for the reliever there. Warming up for the Tigers in the visitor's bullpen down there is number 33, Paul Young. Was not in the game last night, but most likely will get in there tonight at some point. Spagnola. With the bases loaded here in the bottom of the fourth. Two runs already home and a 13-1 Reading Cool 45's lead. They won last night 12-2 and brought the lumber here again tonight. As we've had two new starters here tonight. One of them, Jake Taylor, at the plate right now. He singled and scored in the first, singled and scored in the third. He's 2-for-3. And he watches one in there for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Taylor at the plate, Ryan Williams, who had two doubles last inning. On deck, here's the 0-1. He swings and chops that one foul, 0-2 now. Barrick Fasking showing the good reflexes out there down the third baseline in foul territory. Open dugouts here on both the home and visiting side, so you got to be alert down there. Four foul balls. Jake Taylor now down to 0-2. With the bases juiced, nobody out. Ball down in the dirt now, 1-2. Spagnola on in the stretch. Now comes set. Ready with the 1-2. Kicks and fires. That ball is outside 2-2. So from 0-2 back to 2-2 for Jake Taylor here. Already 2-for-3 tonight with two runs scored. Rewarding manager Greg Cattaray for putting him in the top of the lineup tonight. That ball is fouled out of play. Still 2-2. We mentioned our co-players of the game last night were Ryan Torres Torioka and J.J. Hancock, who combined to get on base 9 out of 12 plate appearances. In the top of the lineup, no slouches tonight either for Noah Ferguson and Jake Taylor. That ball is way outside on the breaking ball, 3-2, easy take. And we've got a full count now with the bases loaded. Nowhere to put him. Taylor with the first and third baseman playing nearly even with the bag. That ball is foul down the first base line as the bat shattered on him. A little piece of the side of the barrel flecked off there. And some crazy spin on that one as it spun down the first base line and foul. But we'll line up and do it again here. Full count. I think it's a new piece of lumber. Usually don't see a bat break like that. Usually they break near the handle. Or near the label. That one, it looks like just a couple layers of the outside of the barrel just kind of slid right off there. Nonetheless, 3-2 here. Lucas Spagnola, the lefty for the Reading Tigers, would love nothing more than to roll a double play ball here. Middle infielders at double play depth. Corners are in to try and get the force at home on a sharply hit ball. That ball is down in the dirt, and he walked him, so that walks in another run. Give Taylor a walk and an RBI. So 14-1 here, Reading Colt 45s, and we're going to have a pitching change. We'll be right back in after a short 60-second break here on KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Pitching change for the visiting Reading Tigers here in the bottom of the fourth. It's going to be number 33, right-hander Paul Young, the sidearmer. He comes into a 14-1 ball game. Reading Colt 45 is really putting it on the Tigers here tonight. Three in the first, eight in the third, and three here in the fourth, still with nobody out. And the base is loaded. This inning started off with catcher Jonathan Alvarez, and we went single, double, walk, hit by pitch, and walk. That's where we stand right now. Zach Taylor, the shortstop, on third. Noah Ferguson on second. Jake Taylor on first. For DH Ryan Williams, he had two RBI doubles in that eight-run third. He's two for three. First pitch is in there for a strike from Young, 0-1. One and one now after this called strike there. One and two now on Ryan Williams. So Young coming in throwing strikes. In a bases loaded, no out situation. That ball is a breaking ball out of the zone. 2-2 here. Williams, a native of Highlands, California. Already with several RBIs tonight here, looking for more. Now 3-2 as that ball misses outside. Heath on deck. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a foul straight back as Williams stays alive. Three balls, two strikes. Paul Young in the windup now kicks and fires. That ball is fouled away as well, so Williams battling here. We're going to line up and do it again. 3-2 is very high. He walked him, so another run will score. That's Taylor. And it's four runs home here, and it's 15-1 in the bottom of the fourth. So that'll bring up Heath. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. And ball's high and outside, 1-0. Three games still going in the major leagues. Arizona up on Miami in the bottom of the sixth, 4-2. From Arizona, that's a swing and a miss by Heath on a high fastball, 1-1. Mariners beating the Texas Rangers in Seattle, 1-0. That game also in the bottom of the sixth. And the Angels up 1-0 on the Cleveland Indians, 1-0 in Anaheim. That game in the top of the sixth. That ball has popped up straight up the elevator shaft here. Pitcher's going to call it, and he takes it for the first out of the inning. Scored that one a pop-up, one unassisted. And Heath is retired. Well, that'll bring up Anderson. He's 2-for-3 with a flyout, or rather 1-for-2 with a flyout. He walked and scored in the third. Also had a two-run triple in the first. Swing and a miss for the University of Utah standout there, 0-1. Young in the windup now fires. That's a breaking ball in there now, 0-2 on Anderson. Check swing there, and he did not go around, so that's a ball. 1-2. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, so Anderson down on. That'll bring up Alvarez. Alvarez led off the inning with a single and scored. As the 45s have batted around for the second inning in a row here. That ball way outside, 1-0 now. Williams at first. That's a line drive. He just kind of serves it out into center field. One run's going to score. Everybody else is going to stay put. So everybody moves up 90 feet. An RBI single for Alvarez. Second hit of the inning. It's 16-1 here. 45's comfortably ahead. That'll bring up Andres Alborjas out of Harris Stowe State University. Two down and the base is loaded here. And he jumps out of the way. That ball behind him. Bounces to the backstop. Runners do not advance. Alborjas doubled in his first at bat earlier this inning. After Alvarez led off the inning with a single to get things going. They've got a five spot here. In the bottom of the fourth, two down now. 2-0 after a check swing did not go. Young ready, and he fires that ball in there for a strike, 2-1. Comes set, fires that ball down in the dirt, kicks over to the backstop, but runners do not advance. So 3-1 now on Alborjas, 45's right fielder. He's 2-for-3 already with an RBI. That ball is chopped foul. Now 3-2. So runners will get a head start here on 3-2 with two down. Ahern on deck should he reach. That ball is out to center field, a very high but playable for Mir. And he's going to make the play, so that'll end the inning. Five home here. Reading Colt 45s blow this one open. It's 16-1. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Kyle DePoor here in the top of the fifth inning from Tiger Field as Brett Bovee gets ready to start his fifth inning of work. Four innings thus far, just one run in the top of the first against the Reading Tigers here. He's comfortably ahead 16-1 after the 45s put up a five spot to stretch out the lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Leading off for the Tigers is Sequenza, the left fielder. He lines one into right field. That's a single. And the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. If it's going to be a comeback, they're going to need base runners. Why not start here and now? Sonny Sequenza with the single to lead off the top of the fifth for the Reading Tigers. A long road back here. Great crowd. Absolutely perfect night for baseball. We are under the lights at Tiger Field every game here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. That's a line drive down the third baseline. Just foul by Danny Rennie. So Sequenza now 1-for-2 for the Tigers. 0-1 here from Bovee. Swing and a miss. He got him to swing right through it. 0-2. On the 45 second, or rather the Tigers second baseman. Comes set now ready with the 0-2. That one is very high. Same pitch, same place, but he laid off it. 1-2. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. With locations in Anderson and Reading. Check them out at maryspizzashack.com. Now catering with a 22-inch giant party pizza. Among many other things, check out maryspizzashack.com. That one popped up to first base. Ahern's going to take it by himself. First out of the inning, score that one. One pop out unassisted. And we head to the top of the lineup again here. Here's Ben Mayer. 0-2 thus far. Strikeout and a flyout. In the first and third innings, respectively, he's 0-2. Bovee gets him to foul that one back, 0-1. Six strikeouts already here in the top of the fifth. Through 4 1/3 for Bovee, he's got six strikeouts, a Las Vegas native. Locked in here with one on and one out. That ball is lined and now sinking fast in left field. Coming in and making the play is Heath, and he made the play. Nice play by Hunter Heath. And throw back behind the runner to first at Ahern is not in time. So Heath coming in making the shoestring catch out there in left. Nice play for the second out of the inning. Score that one a flyout to number 7. That'll bring up Troy Duenas. Walked and scored the lone run of the game in the first. He's 0-1. Had two hits last night for the Tigers. It was the same hitters, 1-4 in the lineup last night. Mayor Duanis Erickson Barrington. First pitch is a strike there to Duanis. 0-1. That one misses 1-1 now. Erickson on deck. Two out, one on. That ball is lined up the middle for a single. So Duanis has a clean hit. He's 1-2. And runners on first and second now for the number three hitter, Erickson. He started the game pitching. Was relieved in the third. One for two so far tonight with a single. Had a pretty good game at the plate last night. Trying to just claw back something from this 16-1 deficit. He's got men on first and second with two out against Brett Bovee. That ball is lined up the middle. Sinking fast. Anderson's going to take it on a hop. Everybody's going to hold up at second and third as no chance to test that arm. Had to kind of wait and see if it was going to drop. So not able to get a great start there, even though they had two outs. Ball kind of hung up, and he was able to come up and catch it on a dead run. So bases loaded here after the single by Erickson. That'll bring up Barrington. You know, as big of a bat as you can have being down 16-1, is a big hit here could go a long way towards getting them back in this ball game. First pitch is 0-1. The base is loaded with two down here for Bovee. That's a ground ball to second. Big hop to Ferguson. He makes the play. That'll end the inning. So no runs here. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 16-1, Reading Colt 45s on KCNR 1460.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
There's country in the air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free. And the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all-day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We're in the bottom of the fifth here at Tiger Field, 16-1. Colt 45's over the Reading Tigers. We're going to have a pitching change here for the Tigers. Leading off is going to be Jeff Ahern, former Anderson Cub. Ahern's 1-2 with an RBI double. He's also walked and scored. Scored two runs tonight. Scored after that double and after the walk. Get you the information here on the pitching change from the Tigers. As it becomes available. So 16-1 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. MarysPizzaShack.com with locations in Reading and Anderson. Now catering as well. Check out the entire catering menu. There are lots of great options on MarysPizzaShack.com. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. You can listen to every game all summer long here. Full schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. This is game 10 of a 45-game season. 40 of those games will be right here at Tiger Field. Just two road trips over to the coast over in Humboldt. We'll have a three-game set and a two-game set, one in June and one in July. But lots of great options here. Just $5 a ticket. Got a lot of midweek games, weekend games. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, got the Reading Colt 45s Youth Camp. Again, hit up ReadingColt45s.com for all the information there. Got a youth camp in June and July. So plan your summer around having fun here at the ballpark. Here's the first pitch to Ahern. And it's a ball. So Reggie Leslie in there. And he's down 2-0. That ball is very high to Ahern. On deck is Austin Labou. So he's going to hit for Zachary Taylor, who started the night at shortstop, so his night is done. And that ball is very high, and inside Ahern has to turn away, 3-0. Ahern getting the start at first base tonight. And he's rewarded manager Greg Cattaray with a hit and a walk and two runs scored, as well as an RBI to boot. It's now 3-1 as he's taken all the way there. That ball down low, and he walked him. So that'll bring up Labou. Labou out of Cottonwood, California. Out at Feather River College. Going to step in here with a runner on first, nobody out. After Ahern led off the inning with a walk, throw over to first now. On deck, top of the lineup, Noah Ferguson. As we'll see how they do the defensive alignment here, Labou typically plays third. He steps in for, that ball is a line drive to second. And getting doubled off is at Jeff Ahern. So a nice defensive play out there at second base by Rennie. And that's two down now for Ferguson. First pitch is down low for a ball. Ferguson grounds it out to short on a 1-0 pitch, and that'll end the inning. So a 1-2-3 inning, 45s go down. It's still 16-1. We hit to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. The summer's here, and the heat is on. Projectiles fired from firearms are blamed for starting fires every year. True or not, we owe it to ourselves to carry a fire extinguisher while conducting live fire training during this dry season. Call NFI today at 530-999-1822 for all of your firearms training needs or visit us online at readingccw.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit, and that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements.
Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We head to the top of the sixth here at Tiger Field. Pitching chains here for the Reading Colt 45s. We'll get you that information in just 1 second here, because that'll close the book on Brett Bovee. Five innings of one-run ball, as he was firmly in control the entire night. Had several strikeouts as well. We'll get you the final line for him in just 1 second. 16-1 here. Reading Colt 45s ahead. Christian Straub going to be the right-hander, number 22. 6'1 right-hander out of Sacramento City College and a native of Sacramento. Staying in the game at shortstop is going to be LeBou. First pitch is chopped to short. LeBou comes in and fires, and he's out of there. So getting a chance at shortstop here. Pinch hit for Zachary Taylor. And the ball finds you as soon as you get in the game. That seems to be the way it is. And Carabao is retired there. So that'll bring up Casey Duenas, who's the beer batter. And a called first strike there. $1 beers for everybody in the stadium here for the entire inning, should he strike out. He obliged the fans in the first. And Straub going right after him here. Now 1-1, as that one's a bit low. Straub just finishing up his freshman year there at Sacramento City College. Hard throwing right-hander. One ball, one strike, and that ball is up and away, 2-1. Alvarez still behind the plate. Looks like the only defensive change was LeBou at short. There's the 2-1 from Straub. Swing and a miss. He blew it right by him. It's 2-2 here. Straub ready now, comes set, and he struck him out, called third strike. Dollar beers for the rest of the inning. $1 off your beers here till the end of the inning. This day in baseball history, 1990, at the age of 43, Ranger Nolan Ryan no hits the Oakland A's 5-0, becoming the oldest player to ever throw a no-hitter and extending his major league record to 6 no-hitters. Truly incredible. The Ryan Express becomes the first player to throw one in 3 different decades, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and to accomplish the feat for 3 different teams. He also still holds the single-season strikeout record for 383 in 1973 with the California Angels. Truly amazing is a man who pitched for 26 years from 1966 to 1993. Nolan Ryan, one of a kind, also has the most strikeouts and the most walks all time of any pitcher. Quick 3-0 here from Straub as he's pitching to Root, the catcher for the Reading Tigers, with two down. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Check them out at marysPizzaShack.com with locations in Reading and Anderson. Mary's Pizza Shack now catering. Check out that entire menu there again at Reading, at marysPizzaShack.com. Forgive me. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s there. 3-0 pitch there to Root is a strike, so 3-1. Nolan Ryan, one of the great pitchers of all time. Had the fortune, good fortune as a young child to actually watch that game live when he no-hit the A's. Big A's fan early in my life. A's and Giants, really. I've always been a bigger Giants fan, but hard not to love those late 80s, early 90s A's as Straub ends up walking Root here. The Root now 0-2 with a walk. He reaches. That'll bring up Sonny Sequenza. He singled his last time up. Left fielder's one for two for the Tigers. That's a line drive. He serves it out to short, and Labou going to make the play. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the sixth here. It's 16-1, Reading Colt 45s on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Jake Taylor getting ready to lead off the bottom of the sixth for the Reading Colt 45s here. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Now catering. Check out maryspizzashack.com for their full catering menu with locations in Reading and Anderson. Proud supporters of the Reading Colt 45s here at Tiger Field and on KCNR 1460. And KCNR1460.com all around the world. Jake Taylor making his first start for the 45s, made his debut last night after driving down the I-5 from Seattle University, a native of Boise, Idaho. Taylor's 2-for-3 with two runs scored. He's also drawn a walk. Stands in for his fifth at bat here in the bottom of the sixth in a 16-1 Reading Colt 45s lead. Brett Bovee, the starting pitcher tonight for the Reading Colt 45s out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Five innings of one-run ball. He yielded to Christian Straub, who threw a scoreless sixth. That's where we stand, 16-1. One ball, one strike now after the called strike to Taylor. Nice breaking ball there, but it dips below the zone. Taylor takes it, and Rude wants to go out and talk to his pitcher. Two balls, one strike here. We were mentioning Mary's Pizza Shack earlier, sponsoring the 45s here tonight. 22-inch party pizza divided into three sections, 44 appetizer-sized servings. So if you've got a big group to feed, Mary's Pizza Shack, your go-to for catering now. Proud sponsors of the 45s here. That ball very high. 3-1 on Taylor. Now back in the box. They're lined up ready to go. He winds, and here comes the 3-1. And that one is a ball outside, so Taylor walks to lead off the inning. That'll bring up Williams. Williams also 2-for-3 with a walk. He's got two doubles and a couple RBIs. First pitch is inside there. Runner on first, nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. 45's leading 16-1 on the strength of a 3 in the first, 8 in the third, and 5 in the fourth. He batted around in both the third and the fourth. Against the Reading Tigers here, game 2 of a 3-game series. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. a Sunday 6 p.m. start. Most games here starting at 7:15. You get the entire schedule on ReadingCo45s.com. Just $5 a ticket here. We are under the lights at Tiger Field. 2-0 pitch there is over for a strike to Ryan Williams, your DH tonight. Pitcher set now brings the 2-1. That one is way inside now, 3-1. So a hitter's pitch here. Hunter Heath on deck. Heath's 1-for-3. He's also been hit by a pitch. Oh, and looks like Ryan Williams was hit by a pitch there. Now it looked like it must have nicked off his bat, as it's going to be a foul ball. Pitch was inside, right on his hands, and he started his swing, and it looks like he must have fouled that one straight back to the screen, because looks none the worse for wear. It's going to be 3-2 with the runner on first. Taylor takes his lead. Not going. Williams fouls it back to the screen. Still 3-2. Ryan Williams out of Cal Baptist had two doubles in the third inning. When the 45s batted around, that ball very high on 3-2. He draws the walk. First and second now with nobody out. So that'll bring up Heath. He walked and scored in the first. Had an RBI single in the third. Also came around to score. And was hit by a pitch. And popped up, so he's 1-for-2. That's a line drive served out into left field, and it's going to be a base hit. Taylor's going to stop at third, so the bases will be loaded. Scored a single for Heath. First hit of the inning after two walks. And Chandler Anderson steps in. Two-run triple in the first. Walked and scored in the third. Also flew out in the third. And he struck out. He's 1-for-3. Made his 45 debut last night with a loud single off the wall. And followed it up in his second at-bat with an RBI triple here in the first. So the Utah Ute making himself right at home here in Reading. Bases loaded, nobody out. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. That ball down in the dirt now, 2-0. Alvarez on deck. One ball, no strikes. Bases loaded, nobody out in a 16-1 contest. And that's a ground ball single to left field. That's going to be a one-run single as everybody's just going to move up 90 feet. RBI single by Anderson. It's 17-1. Second hit of the night, third hit overall in his first two games for Chandler Anderson. That'll bring up Alvarez. He's 3-for-4 already tonight. He's scored twice and has an RBI. First pitch misses for a ball there. Way inside on that one as he had to jump out of the way. Now 2-0. Jonathan Alvarez from Harris-Stowe State University near St. Louis there. Product of the Venezuela baseball system down there. One of two players we have in Venezuela this year. Alvarez watches one in the zone there. 2-1. Coming up on 9:20 p.m. here at Tiger Field, we are under the lights enjoying a Colt 45's comfortable lead here, 17-1. That ball in there for a strike to Alvarez, now 2-2. It's been an offensive showcase for the 45s so far tonight. They've batted around in two of the six innings thus far. Bases loaded here. with one run home and nobody out still here in the seventh inning. That's a chopper to short, 6-4. And no, he's able to beat it out at first base. So scored that one a 6-4 put out, fielder's choice in an RBI. That'll bring up Al Buras. He's 2-for-4. And he scored two runs in right field tonight, batting in the seven hole. So runners on first and third. That ball is driven deep to center field. Looks playable. Mears going to make the play. Run's going to score from third. That's Hunter Heath. So it's now 19-1. And there's two down here in the bottom of the sixth. So to score that one, a sack fly and an RBI for Al Buras, that'll bring up Ahern. And the first pitch is a called strike. 1-for-2 with an RBI double is Ahern. He's also been hit by a pitch twice and scored twice. 0-1 here. He's in there for a strike. 0-2 now. Runner on first, two down in the bottom of the sixth. Three runs already home here for Jeff Ahern. Got a Cal State Monterey Bay swing and a miss, and he struck him out. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We head to the top of the seventh here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 bringing you Redding Colt 45's baseball. Summer College League Baseball, and it's a comfortable lead here for the Redding Colt 45's, 19-1. Headed to the top of the seventh. New pitcher for the Redding Colt 45's is going to be Sacramento City College's Clay Worthen. Number 45, so we've had Christian Straub in the sixth. We'll have Clay Worthen in the seventh, both out of Sacramento City College. Worthen out of Fall River Mills. Worthen. 6'2", right-hander, just finished up his sophomore year there at Sac City College. Comes in trying to hold the lead here. First pitch is very high. Ball one. Leading off for the Tigers is Paul Bigelow. It's quick 2-0. Is that one also very high from Worthen?
Did you really?
So Bigelow batting in the nine spot here. Now 3-0 as that one misses as well. Worthen still trying to find the range here. Starting lineup still out there with the exception of Austin Labou in at shortstop for Zachary Taylor and a four-pitch walk to start the inning for Clay Worthen. So Bigelow reaches. And that'll bring up the top of the lineup in Mayer. Mayer 0 for 3 tonight. Leadoff hitter and center fielder. Walked twice and was hit by a pitch last night. He was on base three times despite not getting a hit. Takes the first one high, 1-0. Taylor playing in at third, looking perhaps to pounce on anything not hit very hard. Here's the 1-0. Ahern at first not holding the runner on with a big lead here. Alburas in right, Anderson in center, Heath in left. Taylor at third, Labou at short. Ferguson at second, Ahern at first. Alvarez catching Clay Worthen out of Sac City College in his first inning of work here. And everything's been very high here thus far. He's down 2-0. Now 3-0. He's thrown seven straight balls out of the bullpen here. Trying to find his range. And he does. That one's in there for a strike, taken all the way as Mayer. 3-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Check them out at marysPizzaShack.com. New catering menu, including a 22-inch giant party pizza that feeds over 40. That's a line drive to right field, a single for Mayer. A nice at-bat there as he gets a pitch to hit on 3-1. Big turn at second, but staying put is Bigelow. So first and second here is the first two-man reach. That'll ring up Duenas. Troy Duenas walked and scored in the first. He's also singled. He's 1-for-3. 1-for-2, pardon me. Also grounded out to third in the third. That single in the fifth is last at bat off Brett Bovee. Now standing in against Clay Worthen. First pitch misses 1-0. Runners on first and second, nobody out in a 19-1 ball game here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 bringing you every inning. That ball very high, 2-0. So Worthen now toes the rubber, comes set at the belt. Gets the sign, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Two and one now. He kicks and fires. That ball is served out into right and down the line. That ball is going to get down. It's a fair ball. Down into the corner. Two runs are going to score. No, one run is going to score as a good throw in right by Alburas. Keeps him at third. So a one-run double there. That ball just served out into right field, right down the line. It kicked into the corner. Well played, just going with the pitch where it was pitched by Duenas. It's an RBI double, 19-2. Mayer moves over to third. Bigelow scores after drawing the walk to lead off the inning. That brings up Reggie Leslie, number 29. He came in for Paul Young and has pitched the last inning plus. Fouls the first pitch back 0-1. One run already home here in the top of the seventh for the Reading Tigers. Runners on second and third, nobody out. Leslie watches one in there for a strike, quickly 0-2. Worthen now at the belt. Readies. Here's the 0-2. That ball is driven out into left center field. It's going to hang up for Chandler Anderson. He makes the throw home and not going to be able to get him. So advancing to third is Duenas. So a sack fly there and an RBI for Reggie Leslie. It's 19-3. Not over yet, folks. Top of the seventh. Tigers chipping away here. Getting a two spot here in the top of the seventh. Not done yet. That'll bring up Barrington. He's 0 for 3 tonight. That ball's driven out to left field. And taking it is Heath. And here's the play at the plate. He is out. No, the throw beat him, but Alvarez unable to handle it. So a run scores there on the sack fly. Two down now. Throw, and absolutely great throw out there and left by Hunter Heath. Came in on a bounce, and Alvarez unable to hold on, so the run scores. 19-4 now. And that'll bring up Carabaugh. First pitch is fouled back there from Worthen. Here's the 0-1. In there for a strike, now 0-2. Score that one, the sack fly and an RBI for Barrington. Three spot home now. It's 19-4. Swing and a miss. He got him, so goes down on the strikes. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's 19-4. Cole 45s. You're listening to Reading Cole 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
and they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom and seventh here from Tiger Field, Austin LeBou, who pinch hit earlier in their game, stands in for his second at bat and watches that one go to the backstop, 1-0. Reggie Leslie, the pitcher, gave up three last inning. In a 19-4 ball game, 45 is ahead comfortably here. Although the Tigers did put a three spot back on the board in the top of the seventh inning here. Swing and a miss by LeBou. That ball hit out to right. That's going to get down for a single. So second hit of the night for LeBou. That'll bring up Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf. He's been on base a few times tonight. Walked and scored in the first. Also had a sacrifice fly and an RBI in the third. Hit by a pitch with the bases loaded for an RBI. Also came around to score in the fourth inning. Ball one strike now. On deck is Jake Taylor, making his first start tonight for the 45s, making his debut last night with a pinch hit appearance. And he's been strong tonight at third base, as well as at the plate. Scored three runs already, been on base four times in five plate appearances. Two out of three with two hit by pitch, so couple of those the hard way. Ferguson watches that one high now, 2-2. This game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Now catering. Check out maryspizzashack.com for their entire menu with locations in Reading and Anderson. Proud supporters of the Colt 45s here. That breaking ball back to the backstop of the runner, unable to advance as that one bounced right back to the catcher. And 45 is taking the foot off the gas pedal here, up 19-4. LeBou is probably on second base if this game's closer, but one of the unwritten rules in baseball, when you've got a comfortable lead like this, don't show your opponent up and don't run it up. And not necessarily take the extra base, but he's going to end up a second anyway as Ferguson takes the walk. And bring up Taylor with two out, rather with two on, nobody out. So first and second for Taylor here. Ball's down low in the dirt. Ball one. A 1-0 ready for Taylor. Leslie fires. And ball is inside for a ball. 2-0. Tigers right-hander Reggie Leslie comes set and delivers the 2-0. That ball is fouled out of play down the first base side. 2-1 now. C. Second game of a three-game series here. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 and at Tiger Field. Just $5 a ticket. Come on down and enjoy summer college league baseball. 2-2 now on Taylor. That one floats in there. Off-speed pitch for a strike. Two balls, two strikes, two on. Nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh. Colt 45s threatening again. This one fouled out of play. We'll keep it 2-2. Giants with a nice 10-inning win tonight as they come from behind in the bottom of the 10th to beat the rival Dodgers. A's drop a tough one, 2-1 to the Cincinnati Reds, and former Oakland A, Dan Straley, getting the win there for Cincinnati. That ball down in dirt. No, it's a called strike three on Taylor. So that's out number one. He didn't like it, but nice pitch there by Leslie. So Taylor down on strike, and that'll bring up Ryan Williams. He's done plenty of damage tonight. Two RBI doubles in the third, as well as an RBI walk. But the base is loaded in the fourth. And a walk and a run scored in the fifth. So he's... That ball is driven out to left center field very high. Now kind of curving back towards center field. Taken out there by Mayer, and he's retired. So a fly out to the center fielder for Williams. There's two down. Runner still on first and second. That'll bring up Heath. Heath's walked and scored, also had an RBI single and scored in the third. And he's been hit by a pitch, popped out, and had another single. So two hits and three at-bats, also hit by a pitch, one RBI tonight. And he scored twice. Full stat sheet tonight for Oklahoma's Hunter Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. And Oklahoma Baptist University, first pitch is a strike there on the outside corner, 0-1. Two down here in the bottom of the seventh. Hunter Heath waves through that one. 0-2 here on the 45's left fielder. Two men on here in a 19-4 ball game. 45's put up three in the first, eight in the third, five in the fourth, and three in the sixth. A lot of crooked numbers up there on the scoreboard for the hometown 45's. That ball is fouled back off the post behind the catcher. We'll keep it 0-2 here. Ferguson at first. LeBou at second for Hunter Heath. That ball's down in the dirt. He tried to check his swing. They peel out to the umpire. He says no, so it's 1-2 now. Chandler Anderson would bat. Should Heath reach? Anderson's 2-for-4 with a walk. Also got three RBI. And he scored one run. So a nice first start for Chandler Anderson. Made his debut last night as well. Out of the University of Utah, Hunter Heath still battling here, 1-2 with two down. And that ball's down in the dirt. He checks his swing and did not go, so 2-2. Two balls and two strikes and two outs with two men on. For Hunter Heath, it's going to go full as that one's outside. In the bottom of the seventh here, Colt 45s with a comfortable 19-4 lead. They brought the lumber tonight after winning the series opener last night, 12-2, over these same Reading Tigers. Here's the full count pitch to Heath, and he hits it very high out to shallow left center. Shortstop actually going to take this one, so it'll count as a pop-out. Six unassisted. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the eighth. It's 19-4. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
There's Country in the Air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free and the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here at Tagger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Check them out at marysPizzaShack.com. They're now doing catering as well, so full menu available there on the website with locations in Redding and Anderson. Mary's Pizza Shack, proud sponsors of the Redding Colt 45s here. We've got a pitching change here. And a 19-4 ball game, top of the eighth here. We're going to see Ryan Torres Torioka, the pride of Honolulu, Hawaii, out of Hawaii Pacific University, going to come in and pitch. And we had some mid-inning games here with the kids in the cleats on the field and getting them all rounded up and sent off to the side here. A lot of fun for the whole family here, kids of all ages, even ones you might not think would have the attention span for a baseball game. A lot of between-inning stuff and stuff for the kids here down at the ballpark. 19-4 here, Ryan Torres, Torioka. First pitch is very high as he's throwing smoke down there. Four hits last night leading off and playing second base. Now he's going to take the mound in a 15-run lead. That ball is outside now, 2-0. Here's the 2-0. That one also very high. So Torioka comes in and 3-0 on the first hitter. It's Casey Duenas, and he's going to take a four-pitch walk to lead off the inning. That'll bring up Root, the catcher. 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch so far, so he's reached once. First pitch misses there from Torioka. It's a ball. He's in the windup here, even with a runner on first in a 15-run ball game. So playing out the string here tonight. Last two innings, that ball's fouled away. Now 1-1. Now he's in the stretch. Changed his mind, evidently. The ball is down low, 2-1. Torioka looks like exclusively fastballs thus far. He's making his first appearance on the mound for the 45s here. Let us know the other night is we had him on the postgame show. He's one of our co-players of the game last night. Going 4-for-5, reaching 5 times in 6 plate appearances. That he just started switch hitting a month ago, so he's been a lifelong right-handed hitter. That ball's grounded down the third baseline. Great play by Taylor. He's going to throw it across the diamond. No play as Ahern has to come way off the bag to make the play. Nice diving play by Taylor to keep it from scooting down the line for extra bases. They're calling an infield single here. That'll bring up Sequenza. Runners on first and second here for Torres Torioka. Fires, and that ball is tapped out in front of the plate. Foul ball. Looks like it hit the run, hit the hitter as he was going out of the box. 0-1. 19 runs for the Reading Colt 45s on the strength of 3 in the first, 8 in the third, 5 in the fourth, and another 3 spot in the sixth. Tigers scored 1 in the first and 3 in the seventh for their 4 runs. That's where we stand, 19-4. Torres Torioka brings the 0-1 swing and a miss there by Sequenza. As Torres Torioka throwing hard, coming downhill at you. Here's the 0-2 with runners on first and second, nobody out. And he brings in the smoke once again, and he fouls it back over the scorer's table there. Still 0-2. Bovee started the game here, went 5 innings, gave up just 1 run. He's in line for the win. Breaking ball, nice pitch there by Torioka, swing and a miss by Sequenza. He is set down on strikes for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Bigelow. He walked and scored last inning. Led off that 3-run seventh with a walk and a run scored out of the 9 hole. That ball very high from Torioka, 1-0. Gumsett gets the sign from Alvarez, and he's ready. Here's the 1-0. Pop straight up the elevator shaft. That one's now drifting over towards first base and taking it in foul territory is Ahern. Two pitch out there from Torres Torioka. Two down now. Call it a 1 pop out or a 3 pop out unassisted. So Ben Mayer, who singled his last time up, he's 1-for-4. With 2 down here in the 8th. That ball outside, 1-0. U.S. men's soccer team defeats Paraguay today, so they keep rolling in the Copa America. Here's the 2-0, very high from Torres Torioka. Maybe a bit of an overthrow there. 2 balls, no strikes, 2 outs, 2 men on. In the top of the 8th here of a 19-4 ball game. 45s have put on an offensive showcase, batting around in 2 different innings. That ball is in there for a strike, now 2-1. Ben Mayer has struck out, flown out, and singled. Was stranded at third base. Rather scored at 1 run last inning. Now 3-1. Here Torioka comes set at the belt. Now kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch there as he blew it by him. Now 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runners will get a head start here on first and second. For the leadoff hitter, Ben Mayer. That ball is low, and he walked him, so the bases are loaded now with 2 down. For Duenas. Duenas is singled and doubled, also has an RBI and a run scored. 2 runs scored, actually. One of the few bright spots for the Tigers here tonight. He steps in with the bases loaded and 2 down. First pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. That ball is fouled out of play. A quick 1-1 now. Bases loaded for Duenas against the Right-hander for the 45s, Ryan Torres Torioka. That ball is chopped on the third baseline, a breaking ball way out in front of it. And it's 1-2 here. Pitcher's count for Ryan. Trying to preserve the scoreless inning here. He's one strike away from getting out of this bases loaded jam. That one's fouled back as well as he brought in the heater on 1-2. It's time for a new baseball. 1-2. And that ball is served out into right. Now slicing away from the right fielder. Long way to go, and Alboras makes the play on the run. Nice play by Andres Alboras out of Harris-Stowe State in St. Louis. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the eighth, 19-4, 45. You're listening to Redding Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The butterfly house is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
Here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the fourth here from Tiger Field on KCNR 1460. Redding Colt 45's up 19-4 on the Redding Tigers. Reggie Leslie getting ready to pitch another inning here for the Tigers. He'll pitch to Chandler Anderson leading off. Anderson had an RBI triple his first at bat. Drove in two, also walked and scored in the third, flew out, struck out, and had another RBI double in the fifth. He's 2-for-4. Nice game for Chandler Anderson. First pitch is a strike there. I'd be remiss if we didn't mention that the passing of hockey legend Gordie Howe on Wednesday. That ball is fouled away. And a quick 0-2 on Anderson here. Gordie Howe, 801 goals and 850 points over a career that spanned 1946 to 1980. The only player in NHL history to play in five different decades. Truly amazing. His passing mourned by all hockey fans all over the world. So one of the all-time greats. Gone at 88 on Wednesday night. 1-2 now here on Anderson. That ball's down in the dirt now, 2-2. Nice take from Anderson. Buster Posey with a walk-off hit tonight to beat the Dodgers in the 10th inning. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and Anderson goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. Got to bring up Alvarez. He's 3-for-5 tonight with three singles. He's also scored twice and driven in two runs. So a nice night for the catcher there, hitting in the six hole. He takes a called strike. 0-1 here with one down. Leslie fires that ball down in the dirt. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Redding. Now catering. Check out MarysPizzaShack.com for their entire catering menu. Proud supporters of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. That ball is fouled back 1-2 now on Alvarez. And it's been one of those full scorecard kind of nights. The 45s have had crooked numbers up there in four different innings. 3 in the first, 8 in the third, 5 in the fourth, and 3 in the sixth to have a 19-4 lead. Tigers put up 1 in the first and 3 in the seventh. That ball is driven on a line drive, and it's past the shortstop Duenas on a hop. So a one-out single there for Alvarez, his fourth hit of the night. Have a game, Jonathan Alvarez. That'll bring up Andres Alburas. He's got 2 hits and 3 RBIs. Also scored twice. That ball is down low. 1-0. Alvarez on first with one down for Alburas here. Two-no now as that one misses as well to Alburas. On deck, Jeff Ahern. Swing and a miss there by Alburas. Down 2-1. Leslie comes set at the belt. Kicks and fires. That ball is chopped down the third base line. 2-2. Leslie ready at the bell. Here's the pitch. That ball has popped up right at me here. Now it's going to be right in front of me, unfortunately. And Root up against the netting there. Had it bounce off his glove. Tough play as he kind of fell into the net. So it'll be 2-2 here. Two balls, two strikes on Alburas here with the runner on first. That ball is down the third baseline, foul. We'll line up and do it again. Two balls, two strikes. Alburas has to jump out of the way of that one as it's right at his feet. Now 3-2. Talking about that first run inning, inning with 3 runs by the 45s. That ball's fouled back by Alburas. Anderson in his first start tonight had a 2 RBI triple. We're going to go ahead and make that our Nissan drive of the game. Our Kia drive of the game. Ball very high there. And Alburas draws the walk. This part of the show brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Plenty of things to choose from on the drive of the game here tonight as the 45s have put up a 19-run effort here with just one out in the eighth. Now runners on first and second after the walk to Alburas. So in steps Ahern with one down. Ahern's 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. He's also scored twice. and drawn two walks. LeBou on deck. Alvarez at second, Alborjas at first for the former Anderson Cub Ahern. That ball is driven to left field and deep. Now coming back in on it as it has some backspin on it. He dives and is unable to make the play. Knocks it down. Runners are going to have to hold up as they were going about halfway to make sure he didn't make the catch. So it'll go down as a single for Ahern. That'll load the bases for LeBou. Austin LeBou out of Cottonwood. Singled his last time up. Noah Ferguson on deck. And LeBou gets hit in the back on the first pitch. That'll force in a run. It's 20-4 as Alvarez will come in to score. So an RBI the hard way there by Austin LeBou as he takes one for the team with the bases loaded. First run across here in the eighth. Bases loaded still with only one out for the top of the order. Noah Ferguson, your second baseman. That ball is driven out to center, about medium depth. We'll see if they try to tag on this one. Headed home is Alborjas, and now he's going to go ahead and keep it there. So a fly out to center for Ferguson. And we've got two down here. I want to thank our sponsor for this game, Mary's Pizza Shack. Check them out at marysPizzaShack.com. Now catering. Got their whole menu there on the website. For the locations in Redding and Anderson. And all over the Bay Area and Central California. But those two most noteworthy for us up here. Here's two outs and nobody. Nowhere to put him. Bases loaded. Jake Taylor steps in. He's got a full stat sheet tonight as well. Been on base four times in six appearances. That ball is driven deep to left field. Way back. It is gone. That's a grand slam for Jake Taylor. A line shot over the wall in left center. And Taylor clears the bases. It's 24-4. So 24 runs here tonight for the 45s. That's the first home run. And Ryan Williams comes up with the bases empty and two down as Reggie Leslie serves up the gopher ball. Have a game, Jake Taylor. That ball is driven to center field. Now headed back is Mayer, and he's unable to make the play as it bounces off his glove. That's going to be a double for Williams. And that'll bring up Heath. As the 45s have batted around for the third time tonight. Did it in the third, the fourth, and now in the bottom of the eighth as they've scored five times here. Give you the line on Jake Taylor. 3-for-5. 4 RBIs with a home run and 4 runs scored. Not bad for your first start. From the Boise, Idaho native playing at Seattle University up there in the WAC. That ball is driven deep to left by Heath, but it's playable. Several steps in front of the track there makes the play. That'll end the inning. 5 across here. It's 24-4. We head to the top of the ninth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu for Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the ninth here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 bringing you Reading Colt 45's baseball. 45's up 24-4 on the strength of a five spot in the bottom of the eighth, including a grand slam by third baseman Jake Taylor. His first start as a 45, made his debut last night, but announced his presence here tonight with an absolutely sensational ball game. Coming in to pitch the ninth inning to close this one out is D.J. Porter, making his first appearance on the mound. He's been in left field and first base in several games here, but it's his first appearance on the rubber. And leading off will be Reggie Leslie, the pitcher. 3-4-5 hitters for the Tigers here. So Porter, first pitch is flied out to center field. Very routine play there for Anderson, and he's going to make the play on one pitch. One pitch, one out for Porter here. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Now catering. You can always hit them up at Anderson and Reading locations, but check out their new catering menu online at maryspizzashack.com. That's Mary's Pizza Shack, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. One out, nobody on here. Porter very high there. So rather than Barrington, we've got a pinch hitter here for the Tigers in the ninth. It's going to be number four. Looks like Chad Johnson. And quickly 2-0 here. 45s with an offensive eruption here tonight, 24-4. And we're in the top of the ninth. It's now 3-1, taken all the way there. On deck, the first baseman Carabaugh, and he's going to come up with a man on first base as Porter walks the leadoff man. One out, one on for the Reading Tigers first baseman. First pitch is very high for a ball, 1-0. Looked like a slide step there as he quick pitched him, and fastball is by him, 1-1. Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss on an exact same pitch on another quick pitch. So Porter changing up his delivery a little bit, creating some deception. It's 1-2 here. That ball is driven out to deep center field. Headed back now is Chandler Anderson. He's going to settle under it. No, he's not going to be able to make the play. He's backpedaling and a tough play there. It's going to end up being a double. Runners on second and third now with one down. That'll bring up Casey Duenas, the right fielder. Runners on second and third with one down here in the top of the ninth. Forty-fives won 12-2 last night. They're on pace to double that up 24-4 tonight. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Porter. Swing and a check swing. One ball, one strike, one out here on Duenas. Runners on second and third. That ball's very high, 2-1. 5 runs in the eighth. Puts it even further out of reach as the 45's up 24-4 here. DJ Porter trying to shut the door. That ball's a called strike there, 2-2. And one of the more low-key, or no, it's actually called strike three, so one of the more low-key punch-outs you'll ever see in your life here. Two down now as the Tigers down to their last out. That'll bring up Chase Root. He's 1-for-3 with a single. He's also been hit by a pitch, or also drawn a walk. Porter up 0-1 now. Swing and a miss now, 0-2, and they're down to their last strike here. DJ Porter, one strike away from shutting this one down. Giving the 45s another win. That one is outside. Ball one. 1-2. Second and third with two down here in the top of the ninth. Kyle DeFore and Maddie Novelli bringing you Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460. We'll have the postgame show for you right after the cessation of hostilities here. That's a called strike three, and that'll end the ball game. Porter gets the strikeout, so we'll take a short break. We'll be right back with the Colt 45's postgame show. 24-4, your final score. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 0194581.
Marvel as an owl flies inches from your head. See a porcupine up close and try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
And we're back here at Tiger Field at just a little bit past 10:20 p.m. on a great Saturday night for baseball. Colt 45s pulled this one out in a nail-biter, 24-4, put up a three spot in the first inning and just kept going from there. We mentioned in our pregame interview we had Jake Taylor in here and talking about playing up at Seattle University and from Boise, Idaho. And I said after he was done off the air, I said, you know, now if you do something really well, we'll have you here after the game. Definitely lived up to the challenge there. I mean, looking at your line here tonight, 3-for-5, 2 walks, 4 runs scored, and a home run that just happened to come with the bases loaded in the eighth inning for a grand slam, the first of the season here for the 45s. What are you going to do tomorrow night in your second start? Because you set the bar pretty high tonight.
Gosh, I have no idea. I'm just trying to put good swings on and just get good pitches. So it was a good night for me, and it was a good night for the team and a big win.
Yeah, you guys batted around in three different innings, the third, the fourth, and the eighth. Of course, you had the grand slam there in the eighth when it was already out of reach, just padding stats time at that point. But we've got your co-player of the game here as well, Jonathan Alvarez. We're going to talk to you in a second, the catcher tonight. But kept the line moving here tonight. You had a lot of crooked numbers up there on the scoreboard. It's a lot of fun when you keep the line moving like that. You obviously had the big RBI numbers with the grand slam, but a little bit of everything from up and down the lineup tonight, moving the line down and keeping the rallies going.
Yeah, seriously, everybody's contributing, and you know, it was just a good night. A lot of guys get swings on ball, so it was a lot of fun tonight.
Nice pitching out there as well. Brett Bovee gets the win with five innings of run, one run ball, and then we saw a couple pitchers that we have not seen so far, some position players. We'll ask Jonathan Alvarez about that here in just 1 minute. But the pride of Boise, Idaho tonight coming through with a 3-for-5 night on base five times in seven plate appearances, four runs and four RBIs, including a grand slam. Thanks for coming on the show here, Jake. I'm sure we'll be talking to you more as the season goes along.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we're going to welcome in Jonathan Alvarez here. He was the catcher tonight and had four hits. Four hits tonight in six at-bats, two RBIs, three runs scored, and Andres is going to help us here out as well. But you were catching tonight. What did you see from Brett Bovee starting tonight? Five innings, just one run. Looked like he had pretty good command tonight.
I see he throw like well. He don't miss far, so he worked with fastball outside.
The fastball was on the outside corner, and he had the breaking ball down as well, keeping the ball, getting strikes early in the count, and also swing and misses there as well. You had four hits tonight and scored three times as well, and two RBIs. What did you see there at the plate? Seemed like you were getting great swings and taking great at bats all night.
Okay, what I figured. Right now, so I try to do my best. I try to help my team. That's what I try to do.
Absolutely. And you guys had multiple innings tonight where you had rallies. You had eight runs in one inning and another five spot there in the eighth inning. You got a couple pitchers here that are pitchers from Harris Stowe. You've got Jeff Angelo and, of course, Dion Heron that you've caught as well. But you've had a chance to catch some of these other guys. What have you seen so far from some of the other teammates that you've had a chance to catch so far?
Oh, I see like that. I like being my pitcher, so...
Yeah, we've been impressed thus far by the starting pitching, especially in this series. Is the 45s win 12-2 last night, 24-4 tonight. I joked with Jake before we got on the air. Are you guys going to win 48-8 tomorrow night? Because that's the pattern so far. But seven runs in the first inning last night, three runs in the first inning tonight, and Jonathan Alvarez four hits. One of many 45s to have a nice offensive line tonight. Andres had a couple RBIs and a couple hits as well. So 45s bringing the bats here tonight. Again, your final score, 24-4. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. here on KCNR 1460. Want to thank for my engineer in the studio, Jared King. For Matty Novelli, I've been Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460. We'll do it again tomorrow night here on KCNR 1460 at 6 p.m. See you then. Have a good evening.
The truth is,
well, I don't know if he needs $1 billion because he is so effective at getting his own free press and getting his own message out. But he certainly needs more organization than they have right now. And organization costs money. He's trying. If Donald Trump is going to win, he's going to win by turning out millions of voters who normally don't vote, and that requires organization. You have to go out and register these voters. You have to make sure that they know where to vote, and then you have to remind them over and over again to go vote. You can't just do TV interviews. You have to have organization, and organization costs money. So he certainly has to do some fundraising. I'm very concerned that if we get outspent 3-1, 4-1 in November, then not only will Donald Trump lose, but we'll see Republicans on down ballot races lose as well. So it's very important for Republicans to donate to the campaigns, especially the Senate campaign, the Senate committees, the Senate campaigns, if they're not supporting Trump, because we need organization just to not get totally blown out this fall.
And guys, we only have about 45 seconds left. Alex and Terry, just give me a couple of names that you think would be good running mates. for Donald Trump?
Well, Brian, I want a next generation conservative who believes in limited government to be his running mate. You know, Tom Cotton, Joni Ernst, Marco, Tim Scott. Our party's blessed with a lot of really great young leaders. I don't know if any of them would be willing to be his running mate, but that's the sort of person I'd like.
And
yeah, I agree.
You like those three? Yeah, I'm not sure that Marco would do it. He says he wants to be out of the fray. Do you think that Marco will run, Alex, for get another 6 years in the Senate?
I know he's really focused on finishing his term strong now, and looking forward to being in the private sector. And I don't expect that to change. He's certainly said nothing's changed on that front.
Hey, you have a problem or you want to increase your image? Firehouse Strategies, one-stop shopping. Alex and Terry Sullivan, thanks so much.
It's Kilmeade and Friends on Fox News Talk.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Reverend Jesse Jackson made a run for the presidency in 1984. In a speech, he apologized for remarks made referring to New York as, quote, Jaime Town.
If in my high moments I have done some good, shed some light, healed some wounds, if in my low moments, in word, deed, or attitude, through some error of temper, taste, or tone, I have caused anyone discomfort, created pain, that was not my truest self. If there were occasions when my grape turned into a raisin and my jaw bell lost its resonance, please forgive me. Charge it to my head and not to my heart.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Welcome to Wheel of Justice. I'm Lise Wheel. Who wears short shorts? No, this isn't my revival of the 50s groups of Royal Teens or a Nair ad. It's a real question that JetBlue Airlines employees discussed when a Seattle burlesque dancer attempted to board a plane in a pair of extremely short shorts. Maggie McMuffin, well, that's her stage name, wore a sweater, shorts, and thigh-high socks when she tried to fly home from Boston. She had supposedly worn the same outfit on her previous flight with no worries bigger than a wedgie. But this time she was told she wasn't allowed on the JetBlue flight until she purchased new shorts to wear. The airline paid for her new bottoms and offered her a monetary credit for a future flight as a good gesture for her inconvenience. For their outfit change request, JetBlue cited their contract of carriage. If McMuffin does decide to use that JetBlue credit, though, perhaps in winter months, I wonder whether she'll arrive in apple-bottom jeans, boots with the fur. I'm Lise Wheel, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
Yeah, we hope it makes you think. I know I think that you're listening, and that is encouraging. And by the way, because Father's Day is coming up, we'll give away a book to the most intriguing caller. Ainsley will have the final say on that. All the pressure is on her. 1-866-408-7669. Ainsley Earhart, these are the big three. Hillary pulling a Trump. 5 newspaper interviews, 5 TV interviews. My sense is, as the questions get tougher, this will become a huge problem, and they will begin to stop. However, we have examples of some really easy questions that would make Hillary think she's Donald Trump, but she's not. Next, President Obama tells Donald Trump this is not a reality show. Really? We've watched you for 7.5 years, Mr. President. You've done everything to make it seem like a reality show, from your 30 rounds of golf a day to your Tonight Show appearances to the View appearances.
30 rounds a day.
Yep, Between Two Ferns, the interview with Glozell, your selfie comical video, Running with the Wild with Bear Grylls. These are reality shows that you're on, and you are the president, and Trump's balancing act. How much of the campaign has to be traditional for him to be successful? He says he doesn't need $1 billion, doesn't need a 50-state strategy, and how devastating is not getting the sitting governor of Ohio, where your convention will be, Governor Kasich, in your column. These are 3 things we've been talking about, Ainsley.
I like them all, Brian.
Right.
Where do you want to start?
Last one, I think it's devastating about Governor Kasich.
Yeah, they're going to have to come together. It's just they're going to have to.
Well, if you want Donald Trump to win, they do.
Absolutely. Governor Kasich, didn't we say he won every single county in that state except for 1 or 2?
No, well, Ohio was won by Kasich.
Ohio, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When he became governor, though, people in Ohio love him. It's very important for Donald Trump to show unity with Kasich, in my opinion. So I think it would actually behoove both of them to come together in some sort of a meeting, get their differences straightened out.
I think it's deep.
First of all, they ran against each other. So, of course, he's not a fan of Donald Trump. Donald Trump said some things about him. He probably said some things about him. They ran against each other. I don't expect them to be best friends and to love each other. But for the betterment of the party, I think it would be best for the Republican Party if those two could come together and sort out their differences.
Yeah, it would be best, but it's not happening.
Well, Donald Trump keeps saying he's a
businessman. He didn't like the way he ate. He didn't remember he mocked him for doing interviews with food in his mouth.
Right.
Remember he said the only reason you got your state is successful is because of fracking. He didn't like that.
I know.
And then you have this problem. He doesn't like the building of the wall.
Listen, as two Republicans, you got Trump and you have Kasich. Those two Republicans have got to come together, though, for the betterment of the party, Brian, because if not, there's a chance that Hillary Clinton could win, and that's not what either one of them want.
I'm not sure that Kasich doesn't want Hillary Clinton to
win.
Why
do you say that?
Listen, cut 30.
Will you support Donald Trump for president?
Hard to say. You know, if you look at Twitter, they have this thing called trending. It's trending poorly. I mean, look, I have a completely different message, you know, and, you know, Mr. Trump called me and he said, you know, what are you going to do to support me? I said, we're like two companies. You know, we have a different vision, a different value system, and a different objective. So it's pretty hard to put that together.
Boom. What's not trending well? What, Trump for president? Is that what he's saying?
No. He's saying with him personally.
Oh, with him.
You ever hear that term trending? The meaning that with him, especially after, and I'll tell you, Senator Sessions evidently called up Donald Trump and he said, listen, you don't understand how bad this is, your comments over the weekend. And Donald Trump was said to be surprised surprised and disappointed that Republicans are this upset with him.
Yeah, well, I thought when I heard you had all these people in Congress that are upset with him, you had Paul Ryan, Newt's former speaker. There were two others on the list that we talked about this week, and their names slip my mind right now, Brian. But we had several people in Congress that were saying they were upset with him. And they were people who had endorsed him, but they were mad at the Mexican comment.
Senator Lindsey Graham was one.
Lindsey Graham, yeah. So I thought maybe they're trying to play both sides. They might not want Trump to win because they're establishment. They're scared that Trump's going to come to Washington. They're going to lose their jobs, possibly. I thought maybe those are their fears. But when I heard John Kasich say this morning, and Bill Hemmer came on our set this morning to talk about his interview with him, and he's not supporting him yet, I thought he has nothing to lose. He's the governor. He's not in Congress. So I'm wondering why he, as a Republican, would do this to his party. It's just like a lot of people on the other side are upset with Bernie for not getting out of the race because it's pulling the attention. It's putting the attention on him and on Trump instead of on Hillary Clinton and giving her a chance just to focus on beating Trump.
So let's talk about that. So 1-866-408-7669, doesn't matter. It's all going to come down to a series, not one, a series of polls that come out. Now, Fox poll comes out today, and then there's going to be, there's going to be the same PPP polls and the Quinnipiac polls. They're all going to come down. If they all show the gap widening, then Donald Trump will have to change. If they do not, he will double down. Remember, when Paul Ryan first came out and said, I'm on the fence, I don't know if I can support his agenda, now he says I can. He went and said something negative about Paul Ryan. He goes, well, maybe I don't support his agenda. If everything's still close, he's going to say, I don't need anybody.
Yeah.
If it isn't, he won't. So
that's what's so hard, Brian, because he's got to make a decision. Like we saw him in his last speech. People thought it was a great speech. It was a teleprompter. But he can't lose that edge that everyone loves about him.
Oh, no, I don't think it's going to be hard. I know you. That's a conventional thought, what you just said, and most people agree with you. I actually don't, because he's going to have a policy speech next Monday, and it's going to be on every, not policy speech, his anti-Hillary Clinton speech,
yeah,
specifics about Hillary Clinton. And I don't believe it's going to be about Vince Foster and Monica Lewinsky. I think it's going to be about your Syria policy, your Russian policy,
yeah,
your Libya policy.
Her email scandal?
So would you, that, absolutely, if he doesn't, he missed the opportunity. So the lines are jammed.
So that was your nice way of saying, Ainsley, I disagree with you completely.
Yeah, but I'm swimming against the stream. Most people agree with you. So I have no problem with the prompter speech. I have a suspicion that a lot of people that said that about Donald Trump, get off the prompter, go back to being you,
yeah,
are the ones who want him to continue to make controversial remarks.
Right.
And if you're on the prompter, you're not going to make them. And guess what? Then you're not going to give Hillary Clinton some red
meat.
Well,
here's the thing. He's already got those voters. He's already won. He's already, for the Republicans, he's already got those voters, the ones that like him for being himself. Now he's got to get the others on board, maybe the establishment, maybe the people that can't believe that he's the nominee, that are Republicans.
All right, so the other question is, before we open up the phones, is Hillary Clinton. She did 5 newspaper interviews, 5 TV interviews. Brett Baer asked all the questions. No problem with emails. No problem with the FBI investigation. Here's the reason why I didn't cooperate. It's all on the record now. No interference at all. Okay. Hillary Clinton's doing these interviews because she's saying it's not that bad. It's kind of easy. You know why she thinks it's kind of easy? Her first press conference in 5 months was 2 days ago, right before Super Tuesday. Listen to these questions, Ainsley, and tell me if you could ask these questions and sleep at night. Cut 17.
Some prominent Democrats have come out saying we maybe need to reevaluate the superdelegate system more broadly. Irrespective of what happens in this primary, do you support looking into that and perhaps getting rid of them?
Is it setting in that you might be making some serious big tomorrow?
You won Puerto Rico last night, and you're on the cusp of being the first female nominee of a major party. What does that mean to you, and how are you reflecting on that?
There was a woman standing next to me who was absolutely sobbing. She said, you know, it's time. It's past time. People just come up to you and they get tears in their eyes.
Right.
Do you feel the weight of what this means?
Including that reporter.
Yeah.
The reporter's like crying. I can't believe I'm talking to Hillary Clinton.
Now, this is a woman who had an inspector general report come out that shows that she would go different floors in order to use her own private device.
What
There's
do you
an
expect?
AP
what do you expect?
I expect
the
more.
Liberal media. I mean, I agree with you, Brian. It's not happening. It's not.
Well,
they love her.
Well, I'll tell you what. There was some good questions yesterday. Scott Pelley had a good one about your high
I
negatives.
Agree. Yeah.
Here's Jake Tapper of CNN, Cut
okay.
18.
Would the argument of reporters not be stronger if those ridiculously sycophantic questions that were asked of Hillary Clinton yesterday about my, you know, I get so teary when I think about a woman and nominee and congratulations on Porter, would the our case not be stronger?
That is somebody at CNN saying, you got to ask real questions.
Right, right. Well, she was only giving these interviewees or interviewers, she's the interviewee, right? The interviewer, like 8 minutes, right? I mean, I watched Brett's interview with her, and he even said at the end, he said, time is an issue. That's all the time we have. I have so many more questions for you. But she was doing the whole round robin with everyone. So you had to get those tough questions in. You might only have 3 questions as the reporter.
Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders is not getting out. He believes your email scandal on some level is going to stop your candidacy. Just anything. Even
right.
if you want
right.
to see her win,
right.
you could ask these tough questions. Because if you're a good candidate, you have the answers.
That's why I liked what Scott Pelley asked about her trustworthiness. And the polls show she's not trustworthy because she might not get indicted, Brian, and I don't think she will.
All high negatives. Karen, listening on News 96.5 in Orlando. Karen.
Hey, Brian. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Good. Brian, I am terrified that Hillary Clinton might win. And by Walker and Kasich and all these other guys not supporting Trump, it's only making things worse for Trump by not supporting him. When they signed, you know, when they signed and they said, okay, you know, we're going to support the nominee, and then they go back on their word. Mm-hmm. And that's an example of why people are so sick of politicians. They don't keep their word.
So do you think he'll pay the price, Karen? Or do you think he'll pay the price in the polls, even though you don't want him to?
I think Trump's supporters are Trump supporters regardless. He's a real person.
But?
He just speaks. He shoots from the hip. And that's what people like about him. I think he can learn the rest. I think when he surrounds himself with everybody that he needs, like he's done to become a successful businessman, not a reality TV star, like they all say. That's not his, you know, that's not what he is. He's a successful businessman. And I think once he surrounds himself with all of those people, I think everything will be just fine. I'm pretty sure he doesn't go behind the boardroom doors, you know, and close the boardroom doors and act like a clown.
The problem is, Karen, this is not, if it's just Trump supporters now, it's not enough. Even though you set a record, it's not enough. You got to get independents, you got to get some minorities, and you got to beat them in key states. And it's not going to happen when the governor of Wisconsin, the governor of Ohio, I don't even know the governor of Florida, has he endorsed him yet?
Rick Scott? I don't think he has.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
Karen, hold on. We'll get you a book. John, listening on News 96.5 in Orlando. Hey, John.
Yeah, hi, Brian. I think what Kasich did is unreal. If the Republicans don't get behind this candidate, and he is the leading candidate, it's going to end the Republican Party. I know for sure myself, I'll leave. I'm sick of this stuff that's going on.
Yeah, wow. He's right. He's sending. They're
People
sending a message. They're mad because they're sending a message to the country that we're not listening to you.
No,
you
voted, Republicans. Yeah,
you voted for Donald Trump, Republican Party. We don't care. We know better. That's the message they're sending.
And by the way, I'm going to give him a book, too, because he's a little angry. Thomas Jefferson, The Tripoli Pirates. If you want me to send it to somebody for Father's Day, do it. By the way, as we bump out, we'll come back with more calls. Here's Scott Walker, Cut 21.
Sad fact is, it's just sad in America that we have such poor choices right now. He's not yet the nominee. Officially, that won't happen until the middle of July. And so for me, that's kind of the time frame. That, in particular, I want to make sure that he renounces what he says, at least in regards to this judge.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Kilmeade and Friends.
Hi, everybody. This is Brian Kilmeade from the Kilmeade and Friends radio show. If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? Yep, it's called Super Beets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Super Beets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body. This equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. That's what you need to know. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure as well. You know, I drink Super Beets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Plus, Super Beets now comes in black cherry flavor, so if the taste was holding you back before, then now is the time to try it. Get a 30-day supply for free with your very first order, for free. Plus, get the book Beat the Odds, free, and a free shipping is thrown in as well. Call 1-800-541-2516. That's 1-800-541-2516. Or log on to briansbeats.com. That's briansbeats.com.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Old-fashioned defense products are heavy, need batteries, or can backfire on me. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states.
Whether I'm out for a run or making my way around campus, I come prepared with my Tiger Lady.
3 million men and 19 million women have experienced at least one incident of sexual assault. Be aware and be prepared.
For a limited time, go to TigerLady.com and get the family four-pack at a savings of over 15% off. Use the offer code SAVINGS and save an additional 15% off. Find your fear. Set Tiger Lady.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
To a new clothing optional cruise ship. That'll make my job a little easier, said the norovirus.
That's great. Welcome back, everybody. Brian Kilmeade, Ainsley Earhart, fresh off Boxing Friends. You can watch us tomorrow, where we have our concert tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah, that'll be great. So
we
Friday
the Kings
will be
tomorrow.
Yes.
And tomorrow's Friday. One more alarm.
Why is it? Yeah, you know what? A lot of women do that. Gretchen Carlson did that too when she did Fox Friends. She always counted down the days. Like and Elizabeth did it too.
Oh, does it sound like I'm not appreciative of the day I have today?
I'm rushing my life. I worry about people that worry about they look forward to the weekends too much.
Oh, are you worried about me?
A little bit.
Please
because
don't.
5 days a week, you're not happy then.
I'm so happy every day, but it is just nice to look forward to the weekend. Everyone looks forward to the weekend. It doesn't mean I'm not happy in today. I am.
There was a millennial study done by, and I think Heineken, and it turns out most 18 to 34-year-olds, which is the largest sector in the country, yeah. prefer to be alone on weekends.
Oh, really?
And they are so consumed with media, they're actually more depressed when they start work on Monday.
How about you? What do you prefer?
I don't have a choice. I got my daughter's in a state championship. I have a wedding on Saturday. On Friday night, I dance. I go out and dance, and I'll just wear a tight outfit, and I'll button it down halfway. And now that I have chest hair, it really works for me.
Leotard, Brian?
No,
do you wear leotard?
Not leotard. I just wear tight clothes. That's all. And I'll just go dance.
I find it relaxing. What kinds of dances do you do?
I just like kind of sway. I sway a little bit.
Salsa?
Yeah. I sway in salsa.
The reason people like the weekends is you can sleep in. And when your alarm clock goes off at 3, 305, 310, 315, and 320, because I have to snooze a lot, I like not having an alarm clock on Saturday and Sunday.
I get up early, really
so,
early.
So
I'm working
time,
out, try to
time,
beat everyone up. You'll see when your kids get when your daughter gets a little older, you're going to be like, this is my time to get out while they're still sleeping.
He has great biceps.
Who does?
You. You were talking about
you.
Working out.
Oh.
Every time, it's a joke, but every time, it's not a joke. He really works out all the time. You look great, Brian. But when we're on set and I touch your arm, just to, like get your attention. Brian, you flex.
Yeah, I can't help it. I'm trying to impress. John, listening on the Fox News Radio app in San Diego. Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Congrats, Ainsley, for making the Fox in France.
Thank you so much.
Doing a great job.
Thank you.
I love
him. Donald Trump won a lot of our hearts with indicating what bad deals we've made. And Ainsley, you touched on it when they covered up, and there's numerous cover-ups about the Iranian deal. There's absolute fraud going on. And you asked, is it because there's so many requests? And then I want to know, is there a follow-up? Is there an investigation? And whose feet are going to be held to that fire?
So what are you saying on the left? And people should stop worrying about Donald Trump and focus on what Hillary Clinton would be. Is that what you're saying, John?
I'm saying Donald Trump needs to get out of the weeds and start going point by point how messed up this
starts Monday. He starts it Monday.
Okay.
And he's got a major speech on prompter.
What issues, John, would you like him to focus on? What are the hot button issues for you?
Well, the money trail on the Clinton Global thing, there's obviously a pay-for-play deal there, and I think the FBI, unlike our media, is going to actually find it. But I hope he starts showing the trail quicker than later.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Thanks, John. Todd, listening on the Fox News Radio app in New Hampshire. Hey, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much, Brian and Ainsley. Really appreciate you taking my call. Just talking last night about what Brett had talked about with Hillary, and I think one of the most things it's not – I haven't even really seen it on Twitter or really anyone talking about it is when he asked her about when she signed that State Department disclosure, do you remember signing
yes.
it? And
mm-hmm.
she gave this weak no. To me, that said it all. And I really wish – and Brett is the best in the business. I absolutely love him. I watch him every night. A follow-up would have been so awesome is, like, if you put that aside, that you didn't sign it or you're saying you don't remember signing it, what is your interpretation of whether something is marked or not marked? Because that is the rule. And I just thought that's been missed by everyone. And if I
right.
missed it.
Todd, you know what he's doing? I think what Brett is doing is saying the FBI is moving on this, and she's on the record on all these answers.
Right.
And you only get 8 minutes. And her answers were so long. And you're looking down, and you see 10 topics there.
I agree with him. It's not an excuse. I don't remember signing it. That's not an excuse. That's not saying if you get caught having an affair, I don't remember getting married.
Exactly. Well, that's
I don't remember signing the wedding certificate.
Right. Well,
you can't use it as an excuse.
I agree with
she
both of you.
She was Secretary of State.
Todd, hold on. I want to get you a book. Thanks so much.
The Republicans, the Democrats, two critical conventions, and only one network covers it all. Fair and balanced. Fox News Channel, starting July 18th, the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Then, starting July 25th, the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The must-see political events are on Fox News Channel. We are America's election headquarters.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Republicans are still divided over the party's presumptive nominee. Mitt Romney, the same man who lost the GOP nomination in 2012, claims Donald Trump is setting a bad example. Speaking to a rally in Tampa Bay, Trump says Romney has no credibility to attack him.
I watched this poor, sad Mitt Romney this morning. He suffers from misogynist. I don't think he knows what misogynist is. He suffers from, and he's sitting like a real stiff. Don't forget, this guy let us down.
Trump is catching heat for his thoughts and comments on the ethnicity of a judge handling a lawsuit against his company. Some are using this as another reason to distance themselves. Pat Buchanan, former presidential nominee for the Reform Party in 2000, tells the Salem Radio Network that the attack on Donald is not a fair one.
If Trump believes this, and it may be true, what is he supposed to do? He said what he believes to be true, and now everybody wants him to...